This is Rover's Morning Glory. Rover.
Tupac and I ran in the same circle. Okay.
Doogie.
Don't talk to me for a year.
Peter.
I didn't quit it.
Charlie.
Said I look like a wombat.
And Jeffrey.
He wanted me to take him to and get some green.
Oh my God.
Streaming on roverradio.com. Rover's Morning Glory starts now.
Morning. What's happening? It is Thursday. I think it's Thursday, right? Thursday, September 21st, 2017. Good morning. It's Rover's Morning Glory. I'm Rover. Doogie is here.
Good morning, sir.
Dieter is here.
Hello.
Yo, I'm not sure what mic you're on. Let's see here. We'll have to figure that out. Is that now you're plugged in?
Check. Yeah, on the left.
M4. All right, we'll have to figure that out. Maybe try the other one. Try plugging it into the other one. Who knows?
Check.
Wait, say that again?
Check.
There he is. Yay. All right.
You got me?
Yes, there he is. Charlie is here.
Hi.
Jeffrey's here.
Yo.
Snitz is here.
Hey, man.
Nance is back in the home studio.
Hello, Rover.
There he is. And you're with us as well. 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. You can text us that number. That comes into the studio in real time. And you can also tweet us. Just put at Rover Radio in your tweet. That comes into the studio in real time as well. I don't know what mic Dieter is on, but I think I remember it sounded weird. The processing wasn't
set up. Rover, I got forced here, so I don't know what to do.
I know he's mad at me because I'm sitting in this position, which is normally Dieter's position. But I didn't have any access to a computer this morning when I went to go do work, so...
No, I'm good here. If you can hear
me...
Sorry.
I can hear him. Can you hear him, Rover?
Yes, but I'll figure it out here. I might have to...
I don't want to take Jeffrey's seat. She's like, just sit in Jeffrey's spot. I'm like, no, that's Jeffrey's seat. That's where he always sits. Everybody's used to him there.
Because he talks so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, I talk enough.
Okay.
We are live on board Rolling Glory 1. Lots of excitement. Boy, these
well,
guys...
Well, no, say wow. Where we're at.
Yeah,
in,
wow.
In
where? Where?
Las Vegas.
Yay!
We made it. Yes! Finally. Jeffrey has come to Las Vegas.
Yeah, that sucks every time.
Las Vegas.
I love it.
We're here for our iHeartRadio Music Festival. And this is the first time Doogie's been out here on this trip. She flew in yesterday, I guess.
I did.
Peter's mic definitely is set incorrectly. It's just, I don't know what we're going to
fix
do.
It, Peter. Fix it, man.
Why don't you...
Check.
I have it turned off now because it's just it's not set correctly.
Easy day.
I'll sign to you, Jeffrey.
What?
No thanks. I can't do.
Who's gonna do sign language to Jeffrey?
I can't read sign language.
And then Jeffrey's gonna repeat what he says. You know,
no.
What you saying here?
Yeah, he's itching his feet right now.
I will get to your email here in just a moment. How was the flight, Doogie?
You know, I have to say that it was really annoying.
Why is that?
Because I was surrounded by obnoxious couples. So I have an iPhone, and when I go on longer walks/jogs, my battery would die out. So I bought a iPhone case that charges, so I'm at 200%. So I have the 100% in the phone and then 100% charger. I can't get headphone jacks into my phone.
Oh, that case sucks.
Right. So I bought the Bluetooth ones. So I'm on the plane.
The AirPods?
No, I can't. I didn't want to pay that. So I did like $20 ones.
Yeah.
So I did the $20 cheap ones. I get on the plane. Well, you can't connect to it. So I'm sitting there the whole time, 4.5 hours, and two guys were yucking it up. They just met. They wouldn't shut up the whole time.
Having fun on their way to Vegas.
Weren't drinking. They were talking the whole time about everything. The two next to me kept kissing each other, the couple
in love,
hugging
very jealous,
and loving.
Okay.
The two in front of me, they were on the aisle seats, and they kept reaching over, holding hands through the aisle.
That's pretty lame.
That's really lame. Like, high-fiving each other.
You're jealous of them.
No, it just was miserable. So I'm sitting there the whole time because I couldn't nap, and I'm thinking, what the hell? All these couples are here going to Vegas to party? No, this is like a time to get prostitutes, right, Jeffrey?
I don't know. I've never been to Vegas. I couldn't say.
Oh, we're going to get prostitutes.
Have you gotten a prostitute yet here?
No.
I don't know where they are. I was kind of looking around to try to.
They'll find you. Don't
they'll
worry
find
about
you.
It.
All right.
They'll find
they
you.
They'll find you, Charlie, and beat the crap out of you and take all your money.
All right. Wow. Jesus Christ, man.
But if you look like you don't have any money, they might avoid. You know, they're probably not going to come up to you.
No, they could tell I could get chicks and have to pay for it, like Jeffrey. So I don't think they'll communicate with me. Yeah, that's fine. Look cool. Okay. Look at you.
A button down shirt with ducks on it.
It's not ducks. It's toucans, man.
Oh, toucans. Yeah. All right, sorry. I'm taking her word for it.
I can't.
She's close as she can see.
Fashion, great person over here. Okay, whatever.
Or if they're newly married couples, they're probably coming here because it's their honeymoon.
Doozy look dark in person, doesn't she, with this spray-on tan?
Those legs are funny looking.
Are they? Is it too much?
Oh, yes. My God, it's way too much.
Okay, should I scrub myself today before I start to meet people? I already started.
You said you already showered.
I did.
When?
I showered again yesterday and I started soaping stuff off to
again,
get the...
Wait, what do you mean again? We talked to you yesterday and you said,
I haven't showered. No, I showered. So I got the spray tan on Monday.
Didn't she say she hadn't showered? Your days
are all mixed up. Monday, I got the spray tan. Tuesday, I said I wasn't going to shower. Wednesday morning, I showered. And then before I got on the flight, I showered again just to get the...
Interesting. Oh, man.
Okay.
Well, she looks pretty dark. Let's see here. Let me read you some email. Do I have email here?
You do. They're all ready for you.
All right. I am. Dieter, I'm turning off your mic there for a minute. Let's see here. This is from... I don't know if you have these pictures, Snitz. I sent them to you yesterday. This is a guy named Steven who says that, Rover, a few years ago, I kept hearing you say, if you just cut down on the food you eat, you would lose weight. I started eating around 1,000 calories a day. After a couple of years of this, I've gone from 360 pounds to 156 pounds.
Whoa.
I attached some pictures to show before and after. There he is. This is before at 300 some pounds or whatever. And
him
today.
Congratulations.
Congrats,
wow. That's great.
He amazingly, he lost that weight by, I know this is going to sound revolutionary. He ate less.
That's what I said when I came to weight loss.
Unbelievable. He ate less.
Jeffrey's always said that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's a combination of what you eat and how much you eat.
Right.
Portion control.
Right.
Zach writes, I heard you guys mention something about possibly doing the Bourbon Trail when you come to Louisville here soon. I used to work with a couple of them, the Heaven Hill and Evan Williams stuff.
Ooh, Evan Williams is a,
and
a hard hitter.
I still have good friends that work there. If you decide to visit, give me an idea when. I could probably get you guys a private tour.
Whoa.
Sweet.
Oh, boy.
Have you ever seen Evan Williams?
No.
It's the bottle that looks exactly like Jack Daniels, but it's like half the price, you know?
Uh-huh.
It's the budget. It's the budget.
The budget?
I think it's Jack the budget. Because, I mean, the logo looks exactly the same, but it just has a different, instead of Jack Daniels, Evan Williams.
This is from Amanda, who writes, Hi, Rover. Today you read an email from Amanda. That wasn't me.
Oh.
However, I completely agree with everything that Amanda wrote.
Oh, no. Jeffrey, a bunch of Amandas hate you.
JLR is a waste.
Uh-oh.
He assumed that email was from me because I voiced my disgust for his actions loud and clear often. I'd like to address what he said to me. Again, I didn't write that email, but he thought he was talking to me, so I would like to respond. This is the girl that you thought. What does she have a Twitter handle?
Yeah.
What is it?
This Amanda, the one that wrote this one, is that you're making me sick.
Okay.
She makes me sick because she, you know, because whatever. What? You know what? If people hate me, fine. F you. Go get a life.
Yeah.
Here's what she writes. He complained that I spend all my time ragging on him. I don't. I work a lot. I take care of my family. I listen to the show and I chime in via Twitter and text. He should be extremely grateful that people are spending their time listening and participating in the show that employs him. I can't help it if his life is a giant pile of garbage. He says, quote, go F yourself, lady. Well, that's not how you treat customers. I'm a customer because I pay to listen to content. She must be an RMG Plus subscriber.
Well, my response is, okay, you're entitled to your opinion. Fine. Doesn't mean I have to agree with it. And also, I can respond in my own fashion.
That's
like
not
me
what
or
you said. You said go F yourself.
Yeah, you said F you yesterday.
Go F yourself, lady.
Today.
Changing your tune.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it doesn't matter. I'm entitled to my opinion, whether you like it or don't like it.
And
take it with a grain of salt. I take everybody's insults with grains of salt.
No, you don't, because you just told them to go F themselves.
Well, that's my way of handling it.
My $6 a month is not a lot, but I have friends and family that also contribute to the money that Jeffrey receives. There are many people that agree with this email. Should they all go F themselves?
Hey, everyone's entitled to their opinion. I'm entitled to respond in my way, whether or not you like it.
I don't expect him to sit and take constant ridicule day in and day out. Everything in that email is 100% true. This is a girl who said that the original email was from a different Amanda who I believe lived in Atlanta. She said Jeffrey is disgusting because of the way he completely ignored Snitzer when he was having his medical emergency in Nashville. Mm-hmm. Snitzer passed out there and the ambulance had to come take him away. And Jeffrey was just reached over people as we're holding Snitzer up. Snitzer's like, past lips are blue. He's puked all over himself.
Flatline.
Probably peed his pants, although he doesn't admit it.
No, no, no. He definitely, yeah, that's why he puked on his own wieners, because he urinated in his pants.
As a cover, right? Yeah. The camouflage.
Nice.
The perfect, camouflage, the pee-pee pants.
The perfect crime, guys.
So Jeffrey reaches over us as we're propping up Weekend at Bernie's Snitzer. Jeffrey reaches over to grab his beer, which he doesn't even drink, but
he needs to hand it.
Yeah,
he needs to be holding it.
Got to have that beer so he can talk to a girl, and he's busy talking about, you know, oh, you should follow me on Twitter. Yeah, and oh, yeah, we took the bus down here. Ah.
If Stetzer was a chick with double D's, what do you think he would do?
Oh, he'd grab her right by the boobs.
And hold her.
Mouth to mouth.
Funny.
Yeah.
Mouth to boob resuscitation.
It is true. I bet Jeffrey would help a stranger, like a hot chick stranger, before he would help any of us.
I don't know. I'll probably have to help you guys because I work with you guys. So.
You didn't help me.
I forgot.
If it were just Jeffrey, let's say Jeffrey, Charlie, and Snitzer are outside.
Okay.
And one of you passes out. He would do nothing.
Oh, in that case, absolutely nothing, because he'd assume the other person would.
Right.
What if it's Jeffrey, Charlie, and Doogie out, and Doogie passes out? What happens in that scenario?
He'd still assume I would do something.
He would walk away from me?
Probably.
Well, Doogie, you think I'm the biggest walking germ on the planet. If I try to help you, Charlie would shoo me away because everyone thinks I'm such a germ.
What if it was just one-on-one, though?
What if it's just me to pass out? Nobody would care.
Jeffrey, you brought this scenario up, and you did do it, and we went to the hospital with you.
Only, I would just say one of our old producers actually went to the hospital with me.
Yeah, we all tried to go, and I think I went to your family's house to make sure they were okay. Is that what I did? I remember.
He did.
I've been there a bunch of times, and you did pass out, and we did make sure you were okay.
I think Jeffrey would just, I did tweet a picture of him yesterday. I think Jeffrey might do this. Like, if it was just Charlie and Jeffrey, Charlie passes out. He's laying on the ground, non-responsive. I think the picture I snapped of Jeffrey yesterday, Snitz, you can put it up.
The beautiful Grand Canyon.
Just, I think he might just stare at his phone.
No, I was reviewing the pictures I took to try to send to my daughter, even though we had limited internet connection. So
this picture, Rover, on RMG TV, I want to blow that up to like a poster size shot and frame it. This is the best picture I've ever seen of Jeffrey at the Grand Canyon.
Literally standing at the edge of the Grand Canyon.
On his 10 phone.
Feet away from the edge where you'd go over and die.
What shirt is he wearing?
Most beautiful places in the entire world.
Panoramic view, right?
Yes. Eagle Point, we're seeing.
And Jeffrey just staring at his phone for 10 minutes.
We got to frame that. That's amazing.
Yeah.
I love it.
With
great
his
job.
Bedhead, just could, you know, really not interested in the Grand Canyon.
It looks like took a bunch of pictures of the Grand Canyon. And then once we got internet connection, I was able to send some to my daughter.
It looks like one of those motivational posters if you put it back up. But like,
from the 80s? Instead of remember those?
Instead of something like, you can do it, it just says, not impressed.
Actually, I wasn't impressed with the Grand Canyon. That picture belies the fact that I was very awestruck by the Grand Canyon. So, I took some great pictures of it.
Sure.
He did tweet out a pretty cool one that he had.
I haven't seen that. Yeah, I haven't looked. Anyway, let me get back to Amanda's email. So the original email, that it was what a horrible guy Jeffrey is for ignoring Snitz. How Jeffrey is consumed with being a local celebrity. He's not interested in the show. He's turned into a dud, I think, is what the original email was saying. The second Amanda, who he thought it was from this Amanda, but it wasn't. I don't expect him to sit and take constant ridicule day in and day out, but everything in that email is 100% true. I don't consider the truth to be ridicule. If he wants to tell customers to F off for telling the truth, it's time he found a new line of work or became a decent human being. The latter will never happen. Maybe the JLR era of RMG has run its course. I'm an RMG fan for life, but it's hard to hand over money every month knowing that this guy is getting a cut. I could go on for days, but I won't. Love the other Amanda.
Well, keep listening, and I'm just riding this out till either I croak or I fall off a cliff, so... just
which you almost did, staring at your phone last night.
Just roll with it, honey.
Let's see here. Let's see. Kyle writes, "Hey, Rover, Doogie has been on a diet for the past few months and continues to post videos of her working out at the gym. It makes absolutely no sense considering she has said over and over that she has no interest in sleeping with men, no matter what state she's in. This really proves that she is an absolute moron and a dope when it comes to spending money. How much cash did she spend on getting her hair done, getting a spray tan,
yes,
going on this diet,
yes,
working out at the gym,
yes,
just to spend two or three nights in Las Vegas with no plans to hook up? If that was me, I would go out of my way to overeat and show up in sweatpants so I could really relax and enjoy myself. I guarantee you that old hag has no plans on showing up in a swimsuit anywhere. Thanks again for keeping this dunce around and using her as your mouthpiece."
Jeffrey, what should I say to that person? Go at themselves?
No, just say, hey, your opinion. I don't like it.
Yeah, look, bottom line is I've been working really hard. I've been trying to make good on wanting to be a better person and eating better and starving myself. And
how much weight
today
have you? Well, wait a second.
I've only lost 8 pounds. My goal was 11.
I mean, my Lord.
I tell you, it's hard.
She, come on. I lost 30 pounds in a few weeks.
Well, you are fat.
Honey, have you taken a look at yourself?
Well, no, I'm 8. Shut up, Dieter. I'm 8 pounds thinner. My goal was to get down 11 pounds, and I just, it was hard. I didn't do it. So But I feel good. I actually feel good. I have some cute clothes for the iHeart Radio Festival, and I'm excited.
Boy, I can't wait to see those.
Can't wait to show you those.
What could cute clothes be for Doogie?
For Doogie. Well, stay tuned.
Something that would...
cover everything.
No.
Like a burqa of some sort? I just don't understand.
Some sort of, right. She'll have some sort of blouse. Isn't that what women call their shirt? There's going to be flowing.
Yeah, a lot of flowing.
All over the place. Mm-hmm. She'll have something on that...
God, I hate you guys.
She can't have great shoes because of her bunions.
Actually. You
know, oh, my shoes hurt. So she can't have, like, good-looking shoes.
We're dealing with a skirt?
No skirt.
Oh, of course not.
Actually, I have to say, the most...
Oh, black pants. Like, no the most pants. Cowboy-looking jeans
nope.
or something. Yeah.
The most fashionable person that I know is Rover's fiance, B2. And this morning, I had a little powwow with her. And what did she say? She said, "Ooh, those are really cute shoes."
Girls always say that to each other. And then afterwards they go, they tell everyone else, "God, those are so
B2
ugly."
Compliments me on my fanny pack. I know she's lying.
Yeah. Did she really?
Yes.
Oh, well, then that throws it all out the window.
Women are
just nice.
No, wow. I bought a pair of Keds.
Me. Oh, wow. Keds?
Yeah.
Wow.
Is that good? That's good.
That sounds like shoes that 12-year-old girls wear.
Well,
I don't
Taylor
know.
Taylor Swift. I
Keds?
Yeah. No.
Doogie will be wearing something that I predict. That was probably pretty sweet like 8 years ago.
No, it's 1989 cool. Every time I see her and this is her cool outfit, it's black jeans. And
no, no
a black
jeans.
Flowy blouse.
No,
that's
I will look sassy, I promise you.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll be looking forward to
So no
to that.
Jeans and no skirt.
No. Shorts. It's hot. You're in the desert.
What color are shorts?
I'm gonna be in khakis and light tan.
Like Steve Irwin? Like
to show off my spray tan.
But these shorts are going to be size, I mean, I could probably fit into them, you know, size 34 waist or whatever. So they're going to be too big, sagging.
Okay.
That's my prediction. We do have the shizzy coming up, the news. What do you have on the way, Doogie?
Rover, somebody reportedly turned down the Super Bowl halftime show. Who would do that? I'll tell you coming up next.
All right, we will get to that. Annalie wants to know if Mickey Mouse or some sort of cartoon character is on anything that she's wearing. Oh, my
right
God.
Now? Right now?
My daughter picked this out for me.
No, I'm wearing...
I promised my daughter I'd wear a Elsa dress to the thing.
No, I'm right now on RMG TV. I'm wearing a radio station that we work for, their T-shirt, so...
All right, so we do have the news coming up in just a minute. A few minutes. We are live in Las Vegas for our iHeartRadio Music Festival on board Rolling Glory 1, which is fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers.
We walked over by the arena last night.
You did?
I couldn't tell. There's a huge iHeart logo. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then there's this huge, like, dancing woman, like a big sculpture. Is that always there, or is that the radio station installed it in front of the arena?
That I don't know.
It's like made out of like mesh or something.
Yeah, it's like mesh. It's pretty sweet. Yeah, everything's pretty sweet here, but it looks really cool over by the arena.
Yeah, that will start tomorrow, the iHeartRadio Music Festival here in Las Vegas. I know that all of our stations gave stuff away, so, to, you know, fans, trips. You're going to run into a lot of fans here, Charlie, that are here from all over the country. All right, we will be right back with the news, the shizzy, after this. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Dieter on the road. Yeah! Could lead to a nerdy hipster and a squinty-eyed phone screener. Dead in a ditch near you. Now back to Rolling Glory 1, fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers on Rover's Morning Glory.
All right, we're going to wrap everything up. We'll tell you what's coming up on the aftermath here in just a few minutes. They'll get started on RMG Plus. If you're not a Plus subscriber, sign up at roverradio.com right now. You can watch or listen live to that. Stance was trying to tell me that New York, New York, the casino, you guys drove on or walked the strip last night?
Yeah.
Stance is trying to, I don't think he's correct about this, that the Twin Towers are...
I swear.
As part of New York, or were you trying to say that?
No, I looked at it, and I saw a building and it was made to look like two buildings, twins. And I couldn't tell if it was supposed to be the Twin Towers or not. And I was like, that weird to have the Twin Towers up at New York, New York, because they have a replica of the New York skyline.
Right.
But then
Twin Towers had never been part of that.
The two towers I saw were smaller than the Empire State Building. So I was like, well, the real Twin Towers were way bigger than the Empire State Building, right?
Yeah. I think so. But when we're first walking up, it looked like the Twin Towers because it's like two glass, you know, buildings. It's like, oh, and then you get in the front, it's like one building, but it's like split into two.
Yeah, it made it look like, I think on purpose, to look like two buildings. And I was like, whoa, Twin Towers.
I think we're just mistaken. But
yeah, the skyline is supposed to be more like an old-timey New York, like all those buildings. World Trade Center, I think. But that would be weird. I mean, what would you do? Would you have left that up?
Mm-hmm. Oof.
Of course. What, are you going to take that down?
You'd kind of have to, wouldn't you?
Paint it a different color, I guess, to make it something else.
No, you leave it up there as a memorial.
Yeah, always. And any place where that was up, you would keep it up.
They took it out of that Spider-Man movie. They remember in the trailer, Spider-Man was swinging from his... This is the first Spider-Man movie. Swinging from the World Trade Center.
Oh, he was?
Yeah.
And they cut it out?
This is a physical place you can make into a memorial that people could go and visit, though.
We have that in New York City. It's the Ground Zero, the 9/11 Memorial and Museum.
Would you be scared to stay on, like, what floor was hit?
Like the 100?
Oh, it was high. Much higher.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know. That's pretty cool. Have you ever been to this New York, New York?
Yeah, yeah.
Weird when you walk in. It's like a fake New York City street.
Well, you guys have got to see, I mean, every place, you guys have no idea what's in store for
I
you
have
if
no
you
idea.
Go through these places.
Because we went into the MGM Grand, and that was like a casino, I don't know. We just walked through it real quick. I don't know if I missed
but
something.
But I mean, if you go into any of these things, the Venetian or, you know, things like that, there's like gondolas and like
that's really cool. Caesar's Palace, going there.
We went to Aria, whatever that is,
yep.
And that was also like a casino. I don't know.
But
then New York,
more.
New York was like a fake New York City street. I mean, it's like you're in, Brooklyn or something. And there's pizza shops and hot dog vendors and stuff.
They're all themed like that. I think you got to go past the casino into like the shops.
Oh, okay. Those look like Sesame Street. You're walking around. It was really weird. It was cool.
So, Jeffrey, what's your plan for the day?
I just want to try and, like I said, I want to hold hands with Doogie, walk the strip, check things out.
Right. We'll do that later. I think we're all going to nap, and then we're going to go to Fremont Street, Old Vegas. So we'll head down there.
Yeah, Charlie's obsessed with that for some reason. I don't know why you want to go.
Because in movies, that's what I imagine Vegas was.
Exactly what I think of.
And I walked down the strip. I'm like, well, this is not anything like I thought. I thought Vegas was a different place. I thought the strip was that Fremont Street. With the lights overhead, and you can just kind of walk into a casino. This place is hard to walk into anything. Like, we walked up to the Aria, like, from the strip. It was a 5-minute uphill battle to get into someplace. And then, like, the streets
are impossible. You're doing it wrong. Most of them have people movers that will take you right inside.
Not the Aria, not from the strip, let me tell you, buddy. And then,
they don't have them leaving, though. It's much harder to get out than it is to get in. This is true.
To cross the street is so complicated. You have to walk up a bridge. The escalator's broken. You have to walk up a bridge. There's a bunch of homeless people sitting on top of the bridges asking for money. Then that's just across the street, and then you're down.
Because people get drunk, and they'd walk into the strip. They were getting killed left and right.
Yeah, I could totally see that happening, but it's really hard to walk around. I like to get to some – you see something, you go, let me walk over to that. Oh, that's a 45-minute walk. You can't just walk to it. Like, you see it, and it's close, but it's not close at all. And so I always thought of Vegas as
one thing after another.
Yeah, I thought it was different. I was thinking of the strip as that old Vegas. So I want to go check that out. Yeah. Like in Vegas Vacation, is that where they were?
I think they were at the weren't they at the Mirage?
We didn't make it that far. We didn't make it.
We stopped at Bellagio, I think.
No, we didn't even make it to that.
Well, I mean, right before that, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm sure they filmed any movie that's filmed. You're going to film Fremont Street.
It was weird that we walked into the Aria and then you could walk to other casinos when without ever leaving a casino.
They're all interconnected. Well, they're all owned by them. It's all the same. That's a city. I think it's called City Center, and they're all like,
it's all
interconnected.
It looks like different buildings, but you can just walk right through.
You can walk from a lot of these casinos. You can walk sometimes underground from one to the other.
I wasn't expecting that either.
We had I met some of the coworkers at a bar last night, and one of the guys that we were with is staying at a whole nother hotel. He put the drinks on his tab under his room from a whole different hotel. Like, what are you doing?
And that's weird. Yeah, that's
cool.
And
the waitress is like, we're all connected. You can do that.
Yeah, there's like MGM owns like 20 of these places, so you can do whatever at all of those.
That was cool.
There's like a few companies that own most of the casinos.
I think the problem is it's me and Snitcher have never been here. We don't know where we're supposed to go. Like, we're wandering around, like, is this something cool? And we don't know. And you end up walking into, even in the MGM Grand, I don't think we were in the right place. Like, we were like, this might just be the opening area where there's a couple slot machines or something. I don't know what's cool, what I should avoid. I don't know what the good part is. So I need somebody to show me around.
Was it just you two? Where was Dieter and Jeffrey and all that?
Oh, sleeping, I think.
We went to eat. We went back to the hotel and went to bed.
Oh. Okay.
We had to be up at 3 o'clock. We had to be up at three o'clock this morning.
You were smart. I was dumb.
It's also bizarre to see people just drinking beers in the middle of the street.
Yeah, I saw one guy.
This was all normal to me. When I moved from Las Vegas, that's when I was like, whoa, this is weird. You can't take your beer outside of the bar and walk to the next one? What the hell?
Yeah, I saw a guy in the street just slugging a beer bottle, and I'm like, damn, it's not getting arrested? And I had to remember, you can do that here.
Oh, yeah. We're in our hotel lobby here, the one we're staying at here. The dudes are sitting in the lobby with cases of
beer. We saw that. I saw that.
Two or three 12-packs. Like, in a normal hotel lobby, you can't just bring in a 12-pack and hang in the lobby and just sit there and slam.
It's Vegas, man. I was telling
people. So can I buy a 12-pack and just wander the streets and just drink and just hold an entire 12-pack and just get loaded?
I don't know. That I don't know.
I mean, why not? If you can drink on the street, why can't you do that? What's the difference?
I don't know. I mean, try it. Charlie, maybe if anyone could get away with it would be you.
Good.
Yeah. Those little yellow-shirted bike cops will come up, and, you know, nightstick you. That will end up on, YouTube or
cops.
Something. I saw B2 yesterday. We were walking around, and it's pretty much like it's weird being back here. Every place, I could tell you a story about something crazy that happened there, something that I did. We were walking by this Excalibur place. The one that looks like a castle, and I'm like, in this parking lot right there, I hit that curb. I was like 19, I was drunk, I hit the curb, I blew my mom's tire out, and then I had to tell her, like, I don't know, I just came out, and the tire was flat, you know? Like at every single place, you just have memories of growing up here and doing crazy. I mean, we went wild here. It was, I'm sure not all kids do that, but we were pretty crazy growing up here, for sure.
How far did you live from this area? Is this close?
It was probably from here, 15 minutes from here, way.
That's great.
Yeah, everything was, at that time even, still, there's probably more traffic now than back then, but everything was fairly close to the Strip. Now it's even more spread out. You can be further out, some of these suburbs, but back then, everyone 15 minutes away from the Strip for the most
part. Extra expensive?
Are the what?
Are the cabs extra expensive? Because I took maybe a quarter mile trip yesterday and it cost me $13.
See, it is expensive. I agree with you on that.
I don't know if I got ripped off or not.
No, I mean, I just think
we wouldn't take cabs really when I lived here. You would
expensive.
Well, you'd also know where you could park. You'd know the various hotels who had parking lots you could get into.
Oh, okay.
That were closed. That's what I was doing in that Excalibur one. They had a little secret side parking lot that was, you could always had spots, so you could park there. And I don't know if cabs are more expensive than normal, but Jim, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Jim.
Rover, how you doing?
Hey, what's happening?
You gotta go to Fremont Street at night for that light show. Don't do it during the day. Go at night.
Yeah, I would recommend that for sure.
Right.
Do it at night. Cool.
I told
it's called the Fremont Street Experience, I think. Yeah.
Right. And I'm driving, so I got to go. So have a good time in Vegas.
All right. All right. Thank you, Jim. All right. Just got to get out of
it. Okay. Cool.
Karen, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Karen.
Hi, guys. Welcome to Vegas. I'm excited you guys are here.
Thank you.
I was just going to give you guys some tips. I'm the nurse from Vegas. And Fremont Street Rover is not like it used to be. It's so disappointing. It's a lot more expensive, but it is a pretty good time. A lot of freak shows and things like that. But I was going to give you guys some tips. Sounds like you guys are at the south of the strip. What Charlie is thinking about is more like in the center of the strip, like with Caesars and Harrah's. And you guys have to go to the Link area, like where the high roller is, which is the new, the big, everyone calls it the Ferris wheel. You can go in there and for like $50 drink for the half an hour that the wheel goes around, unlimited. You tip the guy $20 and you'll probably like barely make it off the wheel. That's like the newest area in town right now. It's just kind of the happening place because you have, I'm sure.
Where is that? I don't even know where this is. What's the, what is that?
Remember what Imperial Palace? Remember the dumpy Imperial Palace? That is now called the Link. And they completely revamped all that. And there is actually a brick. They knocked down the old O'Shea's. It is now this long, like,
Oh, they knocked down O'Shea's. That's where, that was the place you would go when you were a kid.
Well, it's now,
because
it's
they
little,
had, like, 50-cent beers.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it was, now. Like, you could just get, every kid went to O'Shea's with their fake ID.
Yeah, and well, now it's still there, but it's like probably fourth of the size. But they still have beer. They have beer pong. It's like where we go for St. Patrick's Day. I mean, that's where we kind of hang out. But that's near like the center of the strip. So you guys, like, I'm sure you guys are down by MGM and by the. I'm sorry, I just got up, so I haven't listened to the show yet. But it's you guys are like south of the strip, and Aria and Cosmo, those are the newest ones. So they're the bigger, the better, going towards more the money, the you know, Asian money that they want to bring in, because it's now corporatized. It's not about the mob and the little people. It's all about big business, bringing in people from China, making the big money. So you want to go up more like the middle of the strip. And to do that from MGM, take the monorail, use the monorail, but there's only certain stops. So if I would advise from MGM to go up the strip, take the monorail up to the strip, it's like, I don't know, probably for 3 days, $21. You can ride as much as you want. It does close around 2 o'clock in the morning, but still it's a way to get to the various parts, to the south, the middle, and the north end of the strip. Because I know Jeffrey wants to go to the Stratosphere. That's at the very, very, very far north of the strip. So you have to take it all the way to like the old Sahara. Sahara is our rover is now the SLS. It's no longer the Sahara. That was gone. Mm. I say also maybe go to the Mob Museum. I think that's really cool. That's downtown. But I'm hoping that gives you guys some ideas of where to go, especially Charlie wants to see kind of what he thinks is the old Vegas. And then you guys talk about Vegas Vacation. Unfortunately, they filmed that also partially in the Riviera, which is now locked down. So some of those.
Well, what about Ocean's 11? Where they filmed that at?
Bellagio.
Glow used to take, used to do all their TV tapings at the old Riviera Hotel and Casino back in the day.
Oh, the Glow, the gorgeous ladies of wrestling.
Yeah, they used to do all their TV tapings there.
So the Riviera was torn down too? What is that now? What did that turn into?
They're expanding the convention center because they wanted to make it really, because Orlando and some of the other cities were making it more like conventional. So now they want to make the convention center bigger to attract that. Yeah, so the Riviera now is part of convention. I know my cousin actually sang there for almost 20 years. A lot of people lost their jobs when that went down. Of course, Circus is still at that end also. Used to be one of the only places you could take your kids was Circus. So,
well, there now you have all your recent. She filled in the gaps from when I left Vegas to present day. So now you have all your Vegas info.
Hey, Karen, I want to ask Karen one question real quick. When Vegas tears the building down, they really put a show on. Oh, I've seen YouTube videos.
We've heard this 18 times on this trip already. Thank you, Karen.
Bye.
I appreciate it. What were you showing there, Snitz?
Oh, I just lost it. That's the monorail map.
Cool. Let's get some tickets to that. Go ride.
It goes all the way up the strip. It looks like
Fremont. Far. This looks like from where.
Oh
we're
yeah.
At.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
How far?
The very end.
It's not even. It's past the end. I mean, it's.
It looks like nothing's in between. So
yeah, it's on its own little street, and it's.
It's not that big.
But once you get it's not that big. Once you get past Sahara on the strip, you're going north, and you can. I mean,
the high roller. We're close to the high roller, though, so that looks good. If that's supposed to be cool area, which is the Ferris wheel.
Yeah, what did she say they tore it? Oh, or the Imperial Palace? It's right over there, where that used to be. So yeah, you're not.
Now.
You're not.
That looks.
That's not that far from here.
Okay, let's do it.
All right, Doozy wants to get out of here. You can tell.
I do. I have to go potty.
What are other cool ones, Robert?
Let's go. We got to end.
The
it's late.
Sands, like that's a classic one. The Palms.
We'll find it. You'll be fine.
What's like Palms is off the strip. You don't need to go.
What's
there.
Like the Frank Sinatra Rat Pack kind of stuff? Like, is that, what are those?
Oh, the Sand Sahara, Aladdin's, the Riviera, I think Caesar's Palace.
Yeah, but most of those are gone.
They're all gone.
That's what I'm saying. Those are from the Rat Pack days.
When they destroy a building, I don't know if you guys know this.
All right.
They really put on a show, don't they? All right, what do you guys have coming up on The Aftermath?
We are going to talk about Jeffrey's wife's hymen.
Oh.
We'll talk about B2 being on the air for the first time. And we'll talk about Elvis stopping by the show and singing Happy Birthday to Rover. All that and more coming up on The Aftermath.
All right. If you're not an RMG Plus subscriber, sign up now at roverradio.com and you can watch or listen live to The Aftermath. They'll get started in about 10 minutes and you can watch there on the website or with the Rover Radio app or the Rover Radio Apple TV app. And for everyone else who's not a Plus subscriber, we will talk to you live from Las Vegas tomorrow morning on board Rolling Glory 1. Fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow. It's Rover's Morning Glory.
Bye.
Rover's Morning Glory. Cart, the stool bus, the roach coach, whatever you call it, these guys are here to f*** it up. Now back to Rolling Glory 1, fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers on Rover's Morning Glory.
We are live in Las Vegas, on board
Las Vegas, baby.
We are here for our iHeartRadio Music Festival, which is Friday and Saturday. So we got here a day early just to broadcast. And actually took a trip across the country. We've been all over so far. And we'll be here throughout the weekend. Thanks to TA and Petro Stopping Centers, which fuels Rolling Glory 1, our bus that we converted into a studio. We have the Shizzy coming up in a moment. What do you have on the way, Doogie?
Somebody apparently said no to performing during the halftime for the Super Bowl. Who did it? Why did they do it, allegedly? I'll tell you next.
All right, we'll get to that in just a moment. Dustin says, Rover, you need to take Doogie on the bus more often. She looks hot every time she is on it. Do you change anything, Doogie? Do you shower? I mean, does she... What is it? What is she doing differently? I don't know.
I did nothing differently. I'm on 45 minutes of sleep. I did not shower. I honestly think it's the lighting on the bus is different because when you look at Anthony on RMG TV, he looks really handsome on the bus. Back home, not so much. So I think it's lighting and positioning. So that's what that is.
Speaking of lighting, Nads needs to turn on his lights in the studio. He's very dark because he hasn't turned on his lights. How he's doing it right now. We can see Nads in the home studio. He's there running the board. I'm curious how he's going to do. Better or worse do you think, Jeffrey, than Doogie running the board? Doogie's been doing it for, I mean, she's been in radio.
Longer than I've been working. Yeah,
they only had AM radio when Doogie started working in this business.
We'll just see. Like I said, if I were to stay behind, Doogie could show me how to run the board. And,
no. Yeah.
I like the interesting.
All right. Are we going to have Nads run the Shizzy intro, or should I run the Shizzy intro?
Let's see what Nads knows. I think Nads knows what he's doing.
All right. Let's give him a try.
Rover, if you want to do it, man, it's all up to you, dude.
He's nervous.
I've never been more nervous in my entire life.
You got this, Nads. You can do it.
Oh, we've been watching Nads, actually laughing at Nads before the show started, because we can see all the cameras that are in the main studio here. On the bus, and Nads is just...
he looks like an air traffic controller and two planes are about to collide. Like, he's just stressing out, just freaking out the entire time.
Yeah.
I know you can see me in this heavy breathing that I've been doing. I just can't help it. I'm so stressed out.
You got this.
All right. Doogie, are you ready for the Shizzy?
Let's do it!
Hit the Shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Look at that.
Good job,
Nads. He was able to hit that one button.
But can't bring it down.
Now he just has to bring the music. There he goes. Yeah. Now,
too low. Wow. Baby steps.
Wow, he's doing all right. A little bit too low, but
hey. Yeah.
All right, go ahead, dude.
Sure. The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commissioner's EDGAR filing system apparently was hacked back in 2016.
Who is this? The what?
The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission's EDGAR filing system, which pretty much means the information may have been used to make illicit trades.
Ah.
The filing system holds millions of documents on various corporations, ranging from statements on buyouts and mergers to quarterly earnings. So gaining access to that kind of information before the public announcements could possibly lead to a windfall for a hacker. So this was just announced yesterday. Meanwhile, House Speaker Paul Ryan and a bunch of bipartisan group of lawmakers, Rover, they're going to visit Houston today, and they're going to do kind of like a little tour to get an update on Hurricane Harvey and the recovery efforts.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just one of several regions in the United States and surrounding territories that have been devastated by a series of high-powered storms. So he's going to go check everything out and make sure that everything is okay.
Well, they have that other hurricane that hit Puerto Rico yesterday.
Yes, sir.
It doesn't look like it's going to hit anywhere else in the United States, at least what I saw last night. But,
correct. Yeah.
I guess that did a lot of damage. The entire island is without power, they said. 100% of the island is without power.
Oh, not one home.
Not one home.
Wow.
Did you hear how long that could be? It could be months.
They always have these dire, it could be months without power.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
And my girlfriend, remember we had talked about this when all the hurricane stuff was happening. I said my girlfriend is going at Christmas time. She's going to go for a family vacation to St. Martin. She was wondering, should I cancel it? Should I still go? And you said, no, go and support the island. She ended up canceling. She got a refund and her money back because she's like, forget this. It's going to be trash.
She's not even going until December. They're going to have
months later.
Yeah.
She canceled it. So I have a feeling a lot of people will definitely do that.
Wow. She really helped those people out.
But it's not her job to do that, though. You know what I mean? Like, it's not up to her to say.
It's going to be fine there. I mean, for the tourist stuff. They're going to whip that stuff back into shape real fast.
First thing, they have to, because that's what they, their means of economic support is tourism.
It's the people that live in the shacks. Those are the people that are going to be rebuilding for years. Believe me, those hotels, you probably walk into a lot of those hotels, they look like the day before the hurricane hit, probably. They're fast on that.
So, when I go to the gym, I normally go, I change, put my stuff in the locker, and then I go to the bathroom, wash my hands, and then I go upstairs and I work out. And you'll see people in the stall. You'll look through the crack to see. I always peek. And then, you know, you mind your own business and then you leave. Well,
what do you mean you...
I always peek. Whether it's at work or at the gym, I peek.
That's not minding your own business.
I don't mind. You're right. I don't mind my own business. I definitely peek to see, like, at work. Do I know them? I do.
Wait,
do you
make eye contact?
So you're washing to see your who's hands. In
you,
there.
You tried to no, look when through I'm walking. The little crack in the stall door?
Or, oh, this is bad. Or when I'm sitting down, and if I'm going number two, I'll, like, lean over and to see if I know.
How do you lean over? Because there's a wall.
I look to see their shoes.
Everybody looks at the shoes, but you're getting
low. I'm leaning over to see if I know that person. Anyway, okay. I digress. This is a story about a woman in Chicago who did just what I do. She went into a gym. She went into the bathroom, but she never came out. So Patricia Austin, who's 78 years old, she went into the Lifetime Fitness gym July 12th, was not discovered until another woman alerted staff about seeing her feet in a stall. July 14th, she was dead in the stall for 2 days.
2 days?
Yeah.
You don't want to bug somebody if they're just sitting in the stall. You don't know when they were in there.
By the way, how do you cloak and you just stay sitting up on the toilet?
Elvis did the same thing. Elvis died on the toilet sitting.
You don't think that he fell over?
Well,
the old tale was he was just sitting up, kind of just hunched over, and then his body got stiff. And they came in, they had to remove him.
I never heard the part. I thought he just fell in the, he died in the toilet.
Not sitting there. I think he fell over, didn't he?
He was on the toilet.
He was constipated.
Yeah. I don't think he just sat there.
He was constipated from all of the
pain pills.
Yeah.
Pain pills, uppers, downers. He was on a lot of prescription drugs, and I think that his body became so overworked from all these drugs, he croaked.
Yeah.
August the 16th, 1977.
Is what?
Was that the day he died?
Did you fact-check that?
Yeah, well, look.
We're in
so
September.
You know the day that Elvis died, but you can't remember your son's birthday. Okay.
So an autopsy revealed that Austin died of natural causes, and they said that the stall might have gone unchecked because it was deemed out of order. And they say that it's not uncommon for members to use the restrooms while staff members are cleaning, so they're in there. If they're just sitting there, you just go on your way and you don't check. You don't wait for them to finish their business. You think they're going to number two. You don't think they're dead. This woman was actually dead. She was older, so. All right, let's see what else we have going on. How about, do you know who actor Jake LaMotta is? The former, actually, he's not an actor. He's a middleweight champion.
Boxer.
Yeah, they did a movie about him called Raging Bull with Robert De Niro.
That's a good
1980.
That's a good movie.
Yep. What about him? Dead?
He's dead, yeah. Okay. He was 95 years old. And then I will end with this. This is the story I've been teasing. The Super Bowl is coming up, and that means the announcement of the halftime musical act. That's coming. We don't know who it is yet, but there are rumors that Jay-Z declined an opportunity to do the honors during intermission. So last year, Adele reportedly rejected the gig before Lady Gaga agreed to do it. The NFL did not directly dispute the report that Jay-Z passed on the gig. So I'm not sure why he did it. But
he doesn't need the money.
No, but it's because he did of all this stuff, the kneeling and the football and getting swept up and all that.
You think that's why
he's
protesting it?
He's right, actually. That's where that you know that, Rover, because there are, and this is just speculation, there are reports that quarterback Colin Kaepernick might have influenced Jay's decision not to be in cahoots with the NFL.
Why would anybody listen to that guy? And if Jay-Z wants to protest, go there and do the protest in front of the biggest audience.
Right.
Yeah, didn't Beyonce kind of do that with the formation? In front of everybody, and they're like,
kinda. I mean, that's what people said you were doing.
Yeah. It was Black Lives Matter.
It wasn't overt, though. I mean, it was, you know.
I still think this guy's going to listen to Colin Kaepernick, an out-of-work NFL quarterback.
It's true. So he reportedly turned down the Super Bowl halftime show. There you go.
That's a big gig, too, because you're in front of
the biggest.
For TV, because you're in front of the largest TV audience in sports.
Right.
There you go. That's the shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Experience Rover's Morning Glory like never before with the RMG app. Stream audio and video, access your RMG Plus account, and more. Download it for free in the App Store today.
So we're two for two, Nads and Dougie, that if we're playing music during the shizzy, they would leave the music going through the entire thing.
Nads, great job, Nads. That was awesome.
Nads and Dougie both.
No, he
both
did great.
I don't know. I didn't know what to do. I was thinking about it.
You would hear that, right?
I didn't know what to do.
Good job, Nance.
He couldn't take action. He's just looking at
How did you feel about his closing, though?
He did fine.
Good. Cut a little tighter on the music bed there coming after the out of shizzy sweeper, I thought. What did you think?
For his first go? First time ever?
Oh, yeah. Not bad, considering she's been doing this 30 years, and she can't get it right.
Who?
Still. Yesterday, we were at the Grand Canyon. We broadcast live from the Grand Canyon. We were literally in the middle of nowhere with no internet whatsoever. We had to fire up the satellite on top of Rolling Glory One. And we were at this place where they had the Grand Canyon Skywalk. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Grand Canyon Skywalk.
Yes.
And it's this glass walkway that they have over the Grand Canyon. So it's the floor is glass. So you step out onto this thing and you're looking straight down.
So hundreds, maybe thousands of feet down.
It's 4,000 feet down, I was told. 4,500 feet. And it's taller than the tallest building in the world.
In Dubai.
So after the show, I thought we would do it a little bit later in the day, but they say, hey, high winds are coming. We're going to close this thing down. So why don't you guys get on this thing now? So they take us up there. They really gave us the VIP treatment, I have to say. I don't know how you pronounce this, Indian tribe.
I think it's Halapai.
Halapai?
I don't know. I'm just trying I'm trying. I'm sorry, but I'm just trying to make. I saw the spelling and I tried to pronounce it correctly. So please, to our Native American fans, please don't take offense. I don't want you to.
On the reservation.
Right. No, well, I didn't try to pronounce it on the reservation. I didn't want to offend nobody, but I believe that's it. And Eagle Point is is very sacred to them. That's why I read it. There's this little play card on the
Eagle Point?
Huh?
What's Eagle Point?
I just said it's a very sacred site to them.
What is it?
It's like this point where you can view the canyon.
Why do they call it Eagle Point?
I don't know why they call it Eagle Point, but
isn't it pretty obvious why?
Why?
Well, I mean,
if you look at it, you would see it.
The rock formation across the way looks like an eagle. And
oh, there
you
go. Cool.
Its head, and then
did you see
wings?
It, Jeffrey? I even pointed to you. I said, isn't that eagle pretty sweet? Because it's a huge, in the rocks, it looks like an actual eagle is in there. Yeah. I said, isn't that cool?
I tried to make out the formation. Yeah, I was more into the grandeur of the canyon in and of itself.
But if you, wait a second.
Okay.
Into the grandeur.
Nice.
But wouldn't you, if you tried to take in the formation to see it, wouldn't you have known that it was an eagle, and that's why it's called eagle?
I was trying, like I said, my glasses may not be that good, but
even if you didn't see it, Charlie would have explained to you that's an eagle.
I even double checked. I said, Jeffrey, eagle point. Isn't that eagle thing cool? And he's like, yep. And I'm like, if you'd have said no, I would have said, hey, look at it. I mean, it is really, really awesome. It looks like, even has a little eagle's head, like in the rocks, mm-hmm. and it looks like it's soaring right through the Grand Canyon.
So we step out. It's interesting. So they built this big glass walkway. I looked at this on Wikipedia yesterday. The thing weighs like, I don't know, millions of pounds, and they built it right on the ledge, and then they rolled it out over the Grand Canyon, and it's counterweighted, and then they drill into the rock and all of that. They claim that it can support the weight of, what is 70 747s?
70 planes.
I don't know if I buy that. Because you can jump and make the thing,
exactly.
Know,
when I was walking on a certain piece of glass, it would give a little bit, like an inch. And I'm like, whoa, that can't be right.
There's no way that glass could support that. Maybe the steel frame? I don't know. Plane.
Yeah.
Well.
There's Eagle Point right there, too.
Do you see it, Jeffrey? Yeah.
I don't.
The wings. Spread.
Yeah, I see. I can see the formation of the eagle. There's with the spread head. Wings. There you go.
Yeah.
It is really awesome.
And so they don't let you. They've got all the ways to do this to you.
Pretty good over there.
They don't allow you to take cameras out onto this thing, which you go, what a shock. It's because they have photographers there who take your picture for you.
Nice.
And then. It is $16 per photo print, or you can get all of the photos that they took for $65 on a USB stick.
Yeah, no I prints. Said, and I had suggested, I was like, I just want one picture, just one, and I don't even want to print. I'm not going to do anything with the print.
Really?
I want the digital version of it. I'm like, nope, even for the one picture, $65 digital.
You did it, right?
Well, I would have taken more. We took 11. I would have taken 200 if I would have known you get
it's
as
all
many
you
as,
want
right
on the digital
right
what you, no I'm not gonna pay no I bought the print
oh you did
but it's six because it's $16
anyone six. Else buy no one bought the digital stick
I did yeah I got,
okay good
I got,
yeah, okay
I, but I got 11 photos on it
okay.
And they kept asking do you want to take more and I said no because I
you
knew that it was $16 I go I'm not gonna buy no I'm good I have enough I'll pick out maybe two or so out of this 11. Then they go, oh, it's $65 if you want all of them on a USB stick. I go, oh, okay. Well, I would have taken like 30, 40, 50 photos.
Yeah.
If I would have known that. They have a metal detector there. The metal detector is to catch you or to make sure that you don't have a camera or anything. So they have lockers and you put your phone and your camera, and there are signs that say no cameras allowed. And as I'm putting my stuff into the locker, I see the whole line to go out onto this glass walkway is backed up. No one can get onto it because, like at the airport, when you set off the metal detector, there was some sort of commotion at the metal detector.
Sure. Well,
that was set off.
No.
And then I see someone being sort of escorted back through. And it's our friend Chocolate Charlie.
No. Yeah, Jeffrey, no. You?
No, I saw the thing. I knew what was about to happen when we went on the skywalk. I knew they were going to be charging $16-$30 per picture, whatever it is. I didn't know what it was, but I was reading, like, you cannot bring your camera. I was reading on Google. I was like, you cannot bring your camera out there. Don't even try it. But once you get out there, don't worry. They'll take pictures for a fee. And I was like, I'm going to try to skirt around this. I didn't know they had metal. I don't think I knew they had metal detectors. So I stripped everything off myself, but then I accidentally left my GoPro in my back pocket.
A GoPro.
Well, it's small, very it's very discreet.
Uh-huh.
And man, I got through that metal detector, and I was like, "This is great, I'm through it." Then the guy got the wand out, and then he's wanding my entire body, and he goes, "You got something in your pocket there?" And I said,
"Oh no,
do I? Let me check here. Oh, I forgot the camera. Okay." And then I had to go back and return it. But
wow,
I wanted to get some cool video of me out there, but we weren't able to get it.
No, they
it was for the show, guys. I was trying to get video for the show. So,
well, they would have allowed us to go out there and film, but they needed to have it approved by the tribe, which takes 2 weeks.
Oh, the council.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the tribal council or whatever. Anyhow, they were very nice. They hooked us up with all sorts of VIP stuff. And stepping out onto this thing for the first time.
Nauseous.
Dizzy. I'd say dizzy because it's hard to comprehend. You're 3,000 feet up. That's even hard to comprehend. And it's like straight down.
Yeah.
Like, you're not looking over the edge.
And you're
looking at your feet.
You know, like your brain knows, okay, this thing has been here since 2007. So for 10 years, no one's fallen through this. Your brain doesn't care about that,
right,
though. Your brain goes, well, you're going to be the one that's falling through the glass.
That's what I thought. I go, this could break at any moment under my feet. I'm going to be the guy, and I have nothing to hold on to.
And so the theater was very, very cautious. I was as well. I mean, I took a couple steps out on the middle glass part, and then I go, I'm getting over to the side, which you cannot see through. It's still made of glass, but I go, this just seems safer over here. So I spent the first probably 3 minutes hugging the railing pretty much, and also, touching that railing. So in case the floor gave out, I could grab on.
Yeah.
The rubber.
Yes.
I also forgot they put little booties on us. Remember?
Yeah. That was a mind trick. It made me feel like my feet were slippery. Like I had no footing.
Why would they put
because
booties?
It's a glass, it's a glass top. They don't want your feet scratching it up. So they make you wear these little booties.
Huh.
But after a few minutes, your brain, your body, it does accept that you're not going to fall through this glass. And Jeffrey's like oblivious. He's just walking around like he's walking around in a parking lot.
On his phone.
Yeah, he doesn't.
No, I didn't have my phone. My phone was in the locker. So but I was looking down and everything like that. I kept thinking. I said to myself, the Where's glass is my friend. It'll hold me up. I always kept thinking in my back of my mind, at any minute, I could just take that one step 4,000 feet down, and I'm splattering my guts all over a sacred place.
I thought it was pretty cool. I thought it was real cool.
Best part was that.
Yeah, I thought it was. Now, it does cost, if you want to go do that, it's like $80 or something per person, I think, to get all the way up there and do the whole thing. And then you have to buy your pictures on top of that if you want. But
worth it, though, right?
I think so.
I thought it was very cool. I was impressed. I liked it. I wouldn't have a problem paying that. Here's a photo of us that they took.
Aw, that's really cute. That's
everyone
a great
on the glass walkway, and you can see what we're standing on is the part that you can't really see through.
The beam, the actual beam.
Yeah. So the middle part there is total see, like in front of us, that's just total glass see through. I thought it was really cool.
Yeah, it was awesome. They said they were going to install a zip line.
Oh, I wouldn't do that. Would you?
Oh, I would.
You would?
I would. I ziplined before, you know, we did a...
over the Grand Canyon?
Hell yeah.
Oh,
come on.
No way. Dude,
you were standing behind us when we were at the edge.
Yeah, but you kind of shoved me out there on the log. I said, okay, I'm going to do this because if I fall and get killed, nobody's going to... No one's going to...
Got it.
So.
And then after that, well, I'll finish this story up. Just a couple more minutes on this.
Okay.
We are out in Las Vegas for our iHeartRadio Music Festival, which starts tomorrow. We took Rolling Glory 1 all the way across the country. And we're here in Las Vegas broadcasting live for the first time this morning. And thank you to TA and Petro Stopping Centers for fueling Rolling Glory 1 all the way across the country. They've been fantastic. We've stopped at, I don't know how many times we've stopped, but we stopped at quite a few of them, fueled up, gotten stuff to eat. So thank you to them. Let me take a quick break. We'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Never been done before. They're not just broadcasting to everywhere, they're broadcasting from everywhere. Now back to Rolling Glory 1, fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers on Rover's Morning Glory.
We were just talking about our trip to the Grand Canyon yesterday on the way out to Las Vegas for our iHeartRadio Music Festival, and we were at the Grand Canyon yesterday. We walked out on this glass walkway. I thought that was really sweet. You like that, Jeffrey?
Oh, yeah. I was nervous, but I was at the same time, I was like, this has got to be one of the coolest things I've done.
Everyone is a little tentative walking out there. Then, sort of right outside of there's a building that has that glass walkway attached to it. Outside of that building, when you first pull up, they have, just the edge of the Grand Canyon is right there. And they have some security guards standing with their back to the Grand Canyon. So they're about 2 feet from falling off the cliff, I would say, roughly, right?
Yeah, 2 or 3 feet. Just standing there the entire day is just with their back to the Grand Canyon, standing there.
And they are telling people, don't get too close to the edge of the Grand Canyon. And they would start, if someone got too close, they would say, hey, move back. But these security guards are, I don't know, every 50, 75 feet. They're not close to each other. And there was one woman who just kept getting flagged for going closer and closer. I mean, just from
edge.
The woman in red. Yeah, she was wearing a red shirt. They kept saying, move back. She didn't care. She was right on the edge. And then after we ate lunch, we're looking there. We're standing, I don't know, close to the edge, not real close. At least I wasn't. And again, the same lady that's been being flagged for hours, move back, you're too close, flagged again. And then the security guard tells her, you know, hey, don't worry. The next stop that you get, because they put you on this little
shuttle bus,
the next stop you can get as close to the edge as you want. So everyone heard that. They're, oh, okay. So I wasn't even really planning on going anywhere else, to be honest with you.
No, there's three stops. One's like a cowboy village.
Yeah, like a fake thing that they created, a little tourist trap kind of thing.
And one's a skywalk, and then one's just the Grand Canyon.
That's Guano Point.
Yeah.
Bat Poop Point. And I don't think any of us have planned on going to Bat Poop Point because we thought, we did the skywalk. That's the coolest thing they have.
Is right? That really what it's called?
Guano.
Because guano, which is actually, as Charlie said, they're bat droppings. I read a little.
You didn't know that yesterday.
I didn't know that until Charlie told me.
How'd you learn about this?
There's a, well, Charlie told me about it. I didn't believe him, but I saw the play card because there was a piece of mining equipment that I took a picture of, but I didn't get to send it to Snitz.
So they have signs posted there and.
No, they have one sign posted there.
And what I, is,
And I read the reason why is like back in the 30s through the 60s, they mined guano, which contains a thing called nitrogen, which they used to make fertilizer with.
He's totally right. When we saw Guano Point, we were all laughing like that's poop point. And then we're like, maybe like the Indians have a different word for it. And they're like, it can't be actual poop point. We get there and there's a sign that says they used to mine bat poop here. And we're
it's
like,
not a sign. It's a what do they call that? What is
a
that?
Marker.
A P. It starts with a P.
A plaque? It's just a historical.
A what?
Like a play card or placard.
Yeah. Well, in Vegas, that's the
whatever card. You want to call it. It's like, I call it like a marker, a stone marker with the information carved into it.
Right,
basically.
A play card. Is. Right.
I have a picture of this, what's left of the tram, the cable car system that they used to have back in the 60s, but I have to send it to Snitz.
All right. So, anyhow. So
I can send this one right now.
We get out to this point, and the guy was right. I mean, you could just walk right up to the edge of the Grand
Total
Canyon.
Total free for all.
There's
no security guards.
Yeah, and
just so go
immediately. Oh, yeah. Charlie just gets right up to the edge. I mean,
yeah,
walks right up to the edge.
What's the point of it? You're at the Grand Canyon. What are you doing?
No camera, right?
No, he has his camera.
Yeah, that's the whole point. I actually went up to the edge, and like I said, not peeking over because I'm kind of afraid of heights. I found a little step down, just a little step down, and I sat down on my ass so I could take pictures.
I wasn't worried about him. Chip.
I wasn't worried about him because if he slips and falls,
world's a better place. He has maybe a flat of my guts across the ground. Everybody will be happy.
He has all of his. It's his fault if he falls in, right? If he gets too close, his fault. It's the guy that was standing next to him that I was worried about, Anthony Snitzer.
Uh-oh.
Who's also doing the exact same thing.
Right. And 48
sitting
hours.
On the edge of the Grand Canyon.
We're outdoorsmen, man.
Yeah. 48 hours before he just passed out.
Right. Passed out in Nashville, just sitting there because it was, I only had a banana to eat, and he falls over. Now he's like you said, 48 hours later, he's at the edge of the, literally with his feet dangling over the edge of the Grand Canyon.
And the sun's just beating on him. He's dehydrated.
He's walking, I'm sure he hadn't, what do you think he ate?
An orange?
No, he had a side of rice. That's what he ate.
Oh, yeah.
I
saw
that. Yeah, side of rice.
Afterwards, but yeah.
So he hadn't eaten anything.
No, it was before that, Spencer. No, no. I think Spencer had the side of rice right beforehand. So, yeah, it was a side of white rice, Rover. He's totally full. He's fine.
I am.
It was good.
So this guy, I'm not kidding you. I had butterflies in my stomach from watching Snitz go up to the edge of the Grand Canyon because, and I kept telling Dieter, I kept telling B2, I go, this guy is making me nervous because I saw this guy literally, like his eyes rolled back. Actually, his eyes didn't even roll back. They just like, they went like a, I don't know, like the life came out of his eyes, you know, like if you're choking someone out and you see the life leave them. And I was just nervous that this guy was going to fall over right into the Grand Canyon.
I thought didn't he sit down?
But still, he was standing there when he's sitting. I was waiting for it to him just to go head first.
The pass out took like over 10 seconds, guys. Like when he said, I'm hungry to the point where he actually passed out, it was 10 seconds. I wouldn't be able to.
No,
push
you wouldn't
him
have
back.
Known. You wouldn't have known what was going on. You're busy taking pictures of the Grand Canyon.
You would have whispered, I'm hungry.
And by the way,
and then I would have pushed him back.
You could try whatever you want, but when you're both dangling, literally dangling over the edge of the Grand Canyon, and one guy starts to go forward, you're gonna put your arm out like you're stopping short.
Grab
you're
him
put
by,
your arm
grab
out.
By his hood.
No,
and rip him back.
No,
it's not a cliffhanger.
Because you're gonna get you.
You guys are lame.
It's like someone drowning. You don't want to get dragged under.
I'm more worried about you and your pale skin. You got to run under the shade every 5 seconds.
that little structure. I took a picture of and sent it to Snitz. So that's
great. Yeah, good. Totally.
We're talking about the Grand Canyon.
Yeah. So he had me nervous all day long.
I didn't think about him for 1 second.
That's because you're irresponsible.
No, I'm responsible for myself. And he would tell me, and Snitzer's cautious enough where he knows if he's being overwhelmed. I even told him as we're going, I said, if for whatever reason you feel like any dizziness, just sit down. Just sit down where we're at and you'll be fine.
So you did think about him.
And that much, but also he knows his own limits.
Yeah, and I also know what to look for now. I never felt that before, so now I know
Yeah, he's prepared. He's just.
But it happened to you once. How do you know that if it happens again, it could come on more suddenly, for instance? You don't know, because this is a one-time life occurrence.
It's a fluke. Yeah.
This is what you took away from the most beautiful thing in the world is Snitzer. Yes. Snitzer passed out?
Yes.
About to pass out.
Yes.
He was totally fine.
But when we guys were sitting at the edge, he could have went forward.
Dude, we went on like, we went on like a, 4 or 5 mile hike the day before. Dude, I'm fine, dude.
Yeah, but that was on solid ground.
No, it wasn't solid ground. We're climbing things.
We did 60 flights of stairs.
That makes it even worse.
500 feet of elevation. We went up. We experienced life.
Yeah, that's what we do.
If his life is cut short, at least he lived a full life. You'll live a long, boring life of doing nothing.
Of not falling off the
Yeah, but it's
Grand
boring
Canyon.
As hell. What are you going to do? You're at the Grand Canyon. Uh-huh. You dangle your feet. Dip your toes in the water. Live life a little. Experience it. Have fun.
People were making, and then there was lots of other people that were doing stuff that I'm just watching going, that's really dumb. First of all, no offense to our Asian fans. Asians and selfies and ledges don't go together. I mean, you remember the woman who... look at this!
Oh!
There's...
Oh, Elvis is here! Wait, microphone!
Give him a wireless microphone there. What wireless do you have? What
you
number,
give him
Charlie? What do you have? One and two? Oh. Okay, give me one. Give me one second here to pull up this microphone.
Give him your headset.
Wireless one. Do you have it turned on, Charlie?
It says it's on.
Jeffrey, give him your headset, sweetie.
Give him your headset.
He's losing his gusto. Come on. He's got momentum going here.
Lord, I got to work on Tuesday, for God's sakes.
Oh, you can't go that far, Elvis.
I'm stuck here. Happy birthday, man. Welcome to Las Vegas.
Well, thank you, Elvis. Thank you.
So they tell me that it's your birthday, and did they tell you I'm from a strippergram company?
No, they did
Start
not.
Start it up.
I'm just joking. With
you. Oh, could you imagine?
Thank God.
Man, you know, I got to hurry up because I got to go to sleep in about 2 hours. But listen, I wanted to come in here, and you know, it's your birthday and everything.
Yes.
And this is my town.
Yes.
And they wanted me to show you, well, how to be the king on your birthday.
Uh-huh.
It's not as easy as it looks.
Uh-huh.
How long is your cord? No short cord jokes.
Well, if Charlie gets a wireless
mic. The RFs are off. What does RF off mean?
I don't know. Give me one of those things. Give me a wireless microphone.
Come on,
yeah. Give me wireless three. Here we go.
All right.
How nice is this?
So you mind if I have my pill bag over there?
Uh-oh.
Oh, there it is. All right. Come on over here, man. It ain't easy as it looks. I'm going to tell you that right now. So get ready.
All right. Let me see if I can check.
It's a nice little bus you got here.
Like this, Elvis?
Yeah.
You want a drink?
You want a beer?
It doesn't mix with the pills.
Oh, okay.
A little Elvis joke
Ned's
for
is
you.
Nodding.
Oh, the wireless mic receiver isn't even turned on. That's why none of these are working, Charlie.
That's okay.
You gotta let me know in advance if you want to use the
wireless
mic.
We didn't know. This was a surprise.
Anyhow, how long is the cord, Elvis? What are you asking?
No, sir. That's nasty. That's nasty. Don't be talking like that on radio. No, you can come over here because, like I said, it ain't easy, but you got to stand up for this.
Oh,
you can't sit down and be the king, you know what I mean?
All right.
Let me show you.
You need a chair for the stripper gram?
You can
sit a chair?
This is going to be the best gift you get all day.
Uh-huh. All right.
This is almost as nice as my plane.
All right.
Well, control plane.
Yes.
First of all, man, you got to have a little shaky leg. It goes like this. All right, see?
The left leg?
Yeah, I told you it wasn't easy. Then you got to give him a lip. It goes like this. Uh-huh.
I don't know if my lip goes that way.
Uh-huh. Man, you're going to need a little help. I can see that already. Hello, sir. Let me help you out here.
You got a teepee in there?
I got all kinds of
bags. This is like carrot top.
Nervous. What is he pulling out of this bag that he has?
Well, we had some Elvis glasses, but someone stole them. I only been here 10 minutes and I stole my damn glasses. Can you read that? Good Lord.
This guy right here looks a little shady.
Go ahead and slow down.
Smell this.
All right.
We got a backup. And you can't be Elvis, man. But you can't be Elvis if you ain't got your scarves.
Okay.
Let me show you how this goes here. You ready? All right, ladies, scream.
All right.
Works every time. All right. Try that.
We need that teepee. Keep that here after.
All right. Put this on and wipe my face and then like
scream,
this.
Scream, Jeffrey.
Girl, scream.
Yay! Yay!
Don't fight. That's 2-ply. You can share. 2-ply.
Here we go. Jeffrey's got it.
So you got the lip.
Wipe with it.
You got the lip. You got the scars. There's one thing missing.
What's that?
Your hair.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, he doesn't have any.
I don't have any
let's
hair.
See, let's see what you sure don't. You sideburn challenge too, ain't you? Good
Lord. Oh, God. Go. This is heaven.
Oh, shook it now. I got. I tell you, man, it's like it's spooky as hell. So I look in the mirror. It really is. It really is.
Oh, God,
in the
that's awful.
Yeah. He's all yours, honey. He's all yours.
Good luck.
Listen, man, I'm fresh out of Cadillacs and Jelly Donuts, but I don't want to come by. I want to tell you happy birthday. Aww. And my name is the official Elvis of Las Vegas, Jesse Guerin.
Thank you, Elvis.
Welcome to my town.
Thank you.
If you need anything whatsoever, call somebody else.
All right, sir. Elvis here in the house. Thank you so much.
I may hang out a bit. I'm going to see what you do around this place, man.
Sure.
If you need any help, you just yell at me.
All right.
Go ahead and keep those souvenir scars.
Jeffrey, you want this toilet paper there?
Yeah,
that's
we'll
right
that.
Up your alley there, Jeffrey.
There you go.
Doing a little Elvis thing here in Las Vegas.
You're going to leave your wig on, Rover?
Yeah, why not?
For the rest of the show. Yeah. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, man.
Happy birthday, boss.
How old was Elvis when he croaked?
42 years old.
Oh, no. That's how old I am today.
Uh-oh.
And you have pooping problems, too.
Yeah.
And you died on the toilet, so you got the toilet paper. You're good to go, sir.
Oh, my God. That's
a morbid thought.
42 years old? He was really 42 when he croaked? Is that true, Jeffrey? All right. Well, that's how old I am today. How long have you been doing Elvis?
Oh, about 8 minutes now. Actually, about 25 years. It's actually a career, believe it or not. Almost.
And
almost career.
Do you just walk around the strip? Do you people pay you to come
Man,
and
they've
do
been
stuff?
Planning me to come in and see you for about 9 months now.
Oh, my God.
I'm serious. Oh, yeah. No, we are actually the official office of Las Vegas. We got the key to the city. I was sticking it in every hole I could try to find. I don't know where the hell this damn thing fits at yet, but I got the key to the city. And we've been here a long time doing a lot of things, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aren't you the Elvis that did the Florida Georgia Line video?
You got a good eye. Yes, ma'am. We did the Smooth video. We've done stuff with the Killers video. We've done all kind of stuff, all kind of people. It's a hoot, man. I got the best job in the world.
How much money are you making as an Elvis impersonator?
I'm a six-figure.
You know are what? You really?
Damn. Oh, yeah, if he's in the Killers.
Well, are you married? Because I'm also a reverend, and I spell discount for you.
Let's get married today. His fiance
is
right there.
Right here.
My God. Yeah, right. Oh,
how
Elvis.
I can actually do this. Boy. You promise to take this hunk of burning love, not to
this is
like
it.
A hound dog, step on his blue suede shoes.
Come on, Brittany.
Would you please signify by saying...
Elvis, do you also...
just your fiance, really? How the hell did you pull that?
Not the hair.
Good Lord. Good choice, sir. Good choice.
Do you also have prenups that come before you marry people? Or?
Hey, it's Vegas. We got everything, man.
My God.
You ain't scared of getting married,
are you? Elvis, sit. Move
down,
your pills.
Let me put my pill back.
So you've been doing this 25 years?
Yes, sir.
Where are you from? Are you from Las Vegas?
Nobody's from Las Vegas. Everybody moves here. But actually from Dallas, Texas.
Okay.
But this is home, man.
Now, what in the world? How'd you end up in Las Vegas being an Elvis impersonator?
I got out of high school. I had a choice. It was either Elvis or college. Thank God I chose Elvis. But a lot of my friends that went to college ain't doing so well.
Did you start Elvis impersonating there in Dallas?
Or yes, sir.
You did it there.
Moved here, and this town's been fantastic.
So then you go, this is where, if you're an Elvis impersonator, this is where the money is in Las Vegas.
Yes, sir, but we don't want to encourage other Elvises to come here. Yeah,
money. You can barely rub two nickels together.
Yes, sir. That's right. You'll end up on the strip. Are there
feuds that you have with other Elvis impersonators?
There's one I wanted to beat the hell out of one time, I'll tell you, at the side, but at the Las Vegas time. He didn't take his pills that day, so he's a little mentally. So I said, I can't be beating up on this guy.
What is there rivalry between the people? You're all going for business, of course.
Yeah, I didn't beat him up. I maced him when I left.
What was it? What did he do?
There's a plug-in at the sign, and he was hogging it.
A plug-in at the sign.
You got to have plug your music machine in.
Oh,
For your mic?
Yeah, and he was hogging it.
I see. And that's a no-no in the
in my book.
In the impersonator world, right?
Don't mess with Elvis.
Now, is that, do you make most of your money from just people giving you things on the street?
I've never done that.
Okay.
To prefer say that.
Okay.
Come on, man.
That's the lowest of the Elvis.
They spared no expense bringing me in here to sing happy birthday to you, which we haven't done yet.
I'm glad it all comes out of my pocket. So whatever's mine is now Elvis's. So you don't do that, but you do
weddings. We do it for the mayor. We're the official Elvis of Las Vegas. We do music videos, married people, all kind of. Got a pink Cadillac that used to be owned by Lucille Ball. It's a 55 convertible.
That really? That you have.
Yes,
that you
sir,
bought.
Yes, sir.
And it's all part of the shtick. Do you, were you an Elvis fan? Is that how you got into it?
Oh, my parents drilled it into me. I didn't have a choice. When I was a little bit kid, it's all kind of music I thought there was. But yeah, I've always been a huge, huge, huge fan. Are you ready for the shameless plug?
Sure.
VegasElvis.com.
All right. VegasElvis.com.
No, that's good.
In your personal life now, do you have Elvis crap all over your house?
Yeah, people give it to you for Christmas and stuff, and it's terrible because I got too much stuff. I want a real gift for God's sake. Don't buy me no more damn Elvis stuff, you know what I mean? But yeah, we got all that stuff.
Are you amazed at you would think that the Elvis fans, they're getting older and older. They croak. You know, you'd think a lot of these people that were Elvis fans are near death or whatever.
Little kids are picking it up. I do birthday parties for 10-year-olds, 12-year-olds, and it's amazing how their parents turn them onto it, and they click right into it, and thank God they do.
Wow.
That is, isn't it? That for whatever reason, it's an enduring kind of figure, Elvis was. What is it? Vegas Elvis?
VegasElvis.com.
VegasElvis.com.
When are you getting married, sir?
I don't know. We don't have a date set. We've been engaged for 2 years or so.
Oh, I think. Good Lord! What's the rush?
So you do a lot of weddings?
Yeah, yes, sir. We married a lot. I did over 650 weddings last year.
Now, can you tell when the people are getting married? Do you have any indication of which ones are going to last and which ones aren't?
The ones that get married topless usually aren't going to last.
Okay, yeah.
They were from the stripper joint up the street. But you can kind of tell some of them.
What's an indicator? What is a tip off?
Topless or topless. More than a 50-year age difference.
Yeah, all right. Now, do people get the people that you're marrying? Is it a spur of the moment thing, or have they been planning this for
both?
A while?
Both. Well, and by the way, the marriage license bureau is open till midnight.
Oh,
just letting you know.
Yeah,
just letting you know this, folks.
Let's do it.
We could do it.
I could do it. I can make it official, man.
Do you want to get married, or you want us to sing you happy birthday?
We'd have to pay him double, though. So,
I know.
Yeah.
Jeffrey,
do you
know what the price of a real wedding cost, sir? I'm saving you a bundle.
Yeah.
I'm saving you a bundle here.
VegasElvis.com.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
We got to sing.
Oh, he's going to sing.
I got to tell you, they only had the budget to sing half the song. But
okay, all right.
If she wants to put a quarter in my pocket, we can talk about it. You know what I mean? Don't worry about the hole in the pocket.
All right. Well, are you going to sing?
I'll start it off on the downbeat. Ready?
All right.
And a one, and a two, and a three. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Rover. Happy birthday to you.
Yay! Yeah, right. We love you.
Thank you.
I've heard of losing your shirt in this town, but y'all all lost your shoes? What the hell?
Oh, yeah.
Lord.
Well, we tried to keep it clean, and with these animals living on the bus, it's difficult.
Y'all all live on this bus?
We have for the past almost week. We've been living on this bus.
I know. I smell something.
Yeah. Go in the bathroom. You'll smell it.
Don't go in the bathroom.
Not going to the bathroom. It's bad. Is that an Elvis joke there? I'm going to stay away from that.
Doogie went into your guys' bathroom. There's two bathrooms on the bus. Doogie went into yours. So Doogie just flew out here. She went into the bathroom that all the guys use on the bus. And then I have a bathroom in the back of the bus. She went into there and she goes, I can't use this. It's so disgusting in
it's
there.
It's urine.
What are they doing? Are they just peeing all over the place?
No, we can't. You won't let us flush it.
Oh, you got to flush that. You guys,
no,
it's
you can
urine.
Flush? What are you doing?
We're at a limited water supply.
Yeah.
We never know the rules if you can or can't. So the pee is already building up halfway.
Yeah,
you let her. I couldn't believe this. You let her use your bathroom.
Oh, yeah. They haven't flushed Elvis for a week.
Oh, come on. It's been two days.
No, it smells that bad.
I'm
not
kidding.
Because
they were missing the toilet. The bus moves, and maybe it's because they missed the toilet.
Emptying the tanks every day. So, there was no reason not to flush.
In the past, we weren't allowed to.
Right, but we were
just before you leave, dump that stuff, man.
We were parked in one location where we have no, so after today, where the bus is going to be parked at the iHeartRadio Music Festival at the daytime village that they have. So we're going to be in there for days. That's when That's when we put it into shutdown
mode. Oh, I'm so confused.
Now.
So now, don't flush during now.
Don't flush it now.
Flush it now during the break.
Wow. All right. Well, VegasElvis.com.
God bless you, sir.
Thank you.
VegasElvis.com. I appreciate you saying that, VegasElvis.com. But more to say the VegasElvis.com.
Elvis has left the building. See you later.
Trying to get rid of me or something?
I do have to take a break, so let me take a break. Thank you for singing me happy birthday this morning.
Superman in you. You got a little Superman look going on there, too. It's really good.
Do you have any dance moves?
That costs you extra.
Oh, boy. All right. Poop stained shoes. One of Jeffy's songs. He's a big Elvis fan.
Jeffrey, yeah, it's like Elvis.
What the hell is this?
This guy, he one time in the radio station, he crapped his pants, literally crapped his pants at the radio station. And that was, what, 6-7 years ago? And probably 300 or 400 parody songs later, we still make parody songs.
And that was because Jeffrey actually drove. Jeffrey loves Elvis so much. Let's not forget, he drove all the way to Graceland, stayed there for 1 hour. Elvis, this is a, what was it, a 12-hour drive?
12-hour drive.
Got there for an hour.
And then drove back.
Drove back in one day.
One day. No mic.
And you wrote, or you wrote a poop Elvis song. Well, take him in a parking lot and beat the hell out of him.
All right, let me take a quick break. We will be right back live from Las Vegas on board Rolling Glory 1. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. It's only a matter of time till they kill each other. And you don't want to miss that. Now back to Rolling Glory 1, fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers on Rover's Morning Glory.
Radio Music Festival. These are the glasses that the Elvis impersonator was searching around for that he couldn't find. So he gave these to me, the Elvis glasses with the fake sideburns there. So
you look great.
Do you have to be a fan of Elvis to be an Elvis impersonator, you think?
Yes.
Like you're a super fan?
No, I think...
Or you see this as a... Obviously, you see it as a money-making opportunity, but also... Right,
right. Or have an appreciation for his music.
Right. So I don't know as if you have to be a super fan. I think you have to have a passing resemblance, slight resemblance to Elvis, perhaps. I don't even know if that's required, honestly.
No, I don't.
Well, resemblance to Elvis would be a big plus.
Yeah.
And how to, and be able to know how to dress like him in different eras of his career.
Yeah. That was a, did you like that birthday surprise? Because you have one more from your fiance.
Oh, all right.
Let's see.
Let me see what this
whatever
birthday
is heavy
surprise
is. She can barely carry it.
Can you help her, Dieter?
I did. I got it out for her. I don't want her to take credit.
My God. All right.
Sorry, I'm wearing my shoes in here.
Oh, take your shoes off.
Oh, you yell Jeffrey for that. Jeffrey, she yells at you.
Sorry.
Come on.
What the hell is that?
What is this? It's,
unravel like a red carpet, Rover.
All his glasses.
Oh, jeez. Can't go too far here. It appears to be some sort of rug.
Whoa!
There you go.
Oh, my God. Wow. Brittany, that's
Rolling
beautiful.
Glory one, Rolling Glory 1.
Oh, my
All
God.
Right.
Look at that.
That's nice.
Nice.
Jeffrey, it's, move your head.
What is that?
Wow.
What do they call it? Not embroidered. What are they? I don't know what that
embroidered.
Is it embroidered? It's not embroidered. It's
the floor mat. Jeffrey, fix the corner. Fix the corner, Jeffrey.
Move your leg, Jeffrey.
Now,
can you rub your feet on it?
Ew. Don't christen it.
This that is looks- actually for outside the bus, right? This is you. So you put this outside the bus.
It's awesome.
And then in order for so people don't steal it, you have to park the bus slightly on top of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Otherwise, people would just take that, right?
Oh, yeah. I guess I would want that. They're expensive.
Yeah. So I got two of them. We'll have a good one when we go nice.
And a ratty one. All right, so we got two.
This is good for Vegas.
All right, so, thank you, B2. Thank you. B2, my fiance, who is, she's going crazy on all these trips, by the way, because there's so much work planning where we're stopping and getting hotel rooms for everyone. And I told her yesterday, I said, stop worrying so much. Everything
you
will work
say
out.
That, but you don't no, but mean every, it.
Everything.
Well, I think every, if she didn't worry, you'd get mad.
What's that, Charlie?
I think if she didn't worry, you'd get mad that things weren't done.
Right.
So she has to worry.
And then Rover will send a random email to B2 and myself, and all it has is a picture of a homeless person. And we're like, what the hell is this? And meaning,
did you read the email?
No.
Or read the.
No, I was working on Elvis
person.
Here. You know, I'm working on tank car rides. She's trying to get glass walks at the Grand Canyon.
Whoa. It was a tank car ride.
Tank car ride is not happening.
Ah, damn.
Why even mention it?
But yeah, because that's a CT's.
If Brittany can get it done, they want it's $2,500 to have Jeffrey in a tank to crush a car.
That's cool. So if we go to a casino and win $2,500, we can do it.
We can walk in and do
okay,
it.
Okay, we got to win that much today.
Okay, that's a goal.
Okay, but, I don't know if I could win that much.
And what
though.
Happens if we lose that? What does Jeffrey have to do?
We crush him. Well,
yeah,
the
tank goes over his body, Rover.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Yeah, the fans will love that.
Well, now it's one less idiot in the world.
Okay.
There you go.
You're
all
fun.
All right.
That's how everybody feels. So I'm just saying,
you're
just
fun to be around. It's been very fun on this trip with Jeffrey.
What's wrong with you?
I'm just saying, you know, So, I've had fun on this trip. Don't worry.
Okay.
All right. Well, B2, thank you. Thank you.
We're going to leave it here?
Yeah.
All right.
No? Do you want us? No?
Whatever you guys want. Whatever.
It looks nice.
Whatever it is. It does look good, right?
Can we get an I love you?
We'll roll an I love you?
I love
maybe
you.
A smooch?
I love to say,
maybe.
Give him a kiss.
Well, I don't think you conflate birthday and that day.
Make it
you?
Memorable.
Because,
come on. Kiss him.
Because, you know, it could be. People don't believe that story, by the way, either. B2, give her a microphone.
Give B2's a microphone. B2's never actually really been on the show before,
no,
right?
She hasn't, no.
This is the moment.
People don't believe that that I'm engaged and haven't said I love you to
Here, B2, to you B2. Can use my mic.
Oh no.
Oh yeah, it's my birthday. Now, oh, what a gift my fiance gets to be thrown to the wolves.
Poor girl.
let me turn this.
Oh my God, Jeffrey, stop touching your mic. Right.
I'm not touching my mic.
Jesus.
My arms have been folded this whole time.
There you go. Can you hear us?
You do have these headphones really low. Yeah, I can hear you.
People don't believe that we're engaged. We've been engaged for 2 years. They don't believe that we've never said I love you to each other. And now, that I will admit is probably strange, I suppose. But is that true? It's a true story, right?
100%.
See?
Yeah.
There you go.
That's sad. Because I know you guys love each other.
How do you know, douche?
Because I know him, and he appreciates her, and she means a lot.
He does tell me that every day, how much he appreciates everything I do for him. He does say that.
See, that's a step up.
Yeah, it's more than we get, so you should be happy with that, B2.
My God, I'm folding underwear and matching socks, taking care of a cat that's peeing all over the place. Jesus.
I do tell her how much I appreciate her every day, and she does a lot. She does a lot of work for me and for the show, even. She does a lot of stuff for us. So.
I just tried to make the show your top priority and not have you worry about anything but the show.
There you go. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
For the mat, and look at Doogie trying to mouth. Doogie, don't you think it should be a special? I'm just thinking of as a showman. This should be a separate episode, not the birthday episode of the show. It should be a separate episode, right?
I love juice. I dated a guy and we worked together when we were going door to door selling restaurant certificates. And we would mouth to one another olive juice. And that's I love you. Do you know that?
Olive juice?
Yeah, olive juice. And we would be across the room.
Listen, I don't watch movies at all. And there's a movie called Olive Juice.
About that? That where they see?
Yeah. Oh, I thought it was people that had a fetish for women from Israel.
No.
Yeah, I love Jews.
I love Jews.
No.
Yeah, so I see a Jews. Southern guy. I love Jews.
No.
Okay. All right. Doogie, are you ready for the shizzy?
I have nothing.
You're
for
supposed
the
to be ready for the shizzy.
We've been doing stuff, so I have no computer.
She said she was going to be ready shizzy.
Witness, I said I don't have anything for the shizzy. So.
She was running around all morning trying to find a business center. Couldn't find a business center. I found her inside of the hotel that we're near
now. How does your hotel,
now,
which is a five-star hotel,
they open at 7,
not have a business center?
Yeah, weren't they open 24/7? It's Vegas.
Yeah, this one here, think, where we're at right now is, but the one where I am.
Yeah, we're like in an econo place now. Like we're just parked
Motel
outside
6.
Of a place before we move Rolling Glory 1 over to the where the festival takes place, the iHeartRadio Daytime Village for the iHeartRadio Music Festival. So we're going to move the bus over there. But for the time being, when we rolled into town, they would not let us put the bus there. We arrived after 5 p.m. We got here like at 6 o'clock last night. They go,
you didn't try, did you? You didn't try. Okay,
try what?
To put the bus in the village?
No.
Okay, good.
No.
Okay.
Well, they had told us they weren't going to let us in.
No, they wouldn't. No,
why would we go
stupid
there if
okay
they say,
because knowing
we're
you,
not going to let you in?
Knowing you,
I did.
Just...
I did consider going there because I go, they would let us in.
No,
gonna,
they wouldn't.
You tell me they're going to turn down a giant bus with an iHeart logo on the side? They're going to go, no, you're not allowed in.
Yes,
yeah, it brings attention to it. This bus attracts people.
I don't know as if they would. I think they would have let us in, don't you?
No.
Yes.
I think they would have,
but I think it would have caused
and then
a big commotion.
Oh, yeah. They would have been calling
people. I don't
people
think we're in a position
hassle
right now where we need to be causing a big commotion.
We need to lay low. There's a lot of stress right now with the putting all the festival together.
I'm not stressed at all.
No, we're not. We're doing our show, but all the people that are putting it together, they've got a lot of work to
by
do.
By the way, I did get an email from the company late last night.
Yeah.
After we have driven 2,500 miles across country, they do want to give us the good news that they did get tickets for everyone.
Oh, thank God!
God bless
it?
America!
Came through!
Wow. Thank you!
So how many are we talking?
Thank you!
For everybody, Rover?
For everyone, that's right. For everyone. For
both nights?
That's right.
Both was one night.
I'm sure Sass Keith probably had to pay out of his own pocket.
Good!
This is a true story. He did bring this up to me at one point.
He's
going to
get mad.
I know he is, but screw him. He's not out here, so what can he do?
Oh,
he's 2,500 miles away. He did say to me that the iHeart executives told him that if he wanted to get tickets for everyone on the show, he could purchase them at a discounted rate. I go, Keith, are you serious?
We're not going to make him do that.
I mean, come on.
No.
That's how cheap the company is. He has to pay for them.
Well, I mean,
we love this company.
I know they're about ready to, you know, well, maybe not. I'm sure they're financially solvent, but every little bit helps theater, and they're pinching pennies right now. But I said, Keith, they're not, what are you talking about? They drive 2,500 miles. So he kept giving me updates like every three, I'm trying to get you these tickets, trying to get, I go, I'm not worried about it. Everything will see. This is how B2 and I are the opposite. I know that when we show up, everything's going to fall into place. What do you think? They're going to drive across the country and they're going to go, only three of you get to go to this thing. No, that's not going to happen. So I didn't stress about it. But every 48 hours, Keith is coming to me. I talked to so-and-so at corporate to try to get, okay, everything will get taken care of.
Who did this? Was it Keith or who came through for you?
I don't know who it was. I think it was, I mean, I know the executive who sent me the email, so I don't know what prompted it, but I mean, I.
Can I get an extra pair?
I don't know.
For Elvis? I might have to give him Jeffrey's pairs.
You're on your own. You're on your own now. Drea says, Rover, what is up with your glasses? It's the Elvis glasses. We're in Las Vegas. The Elvis impersonator just gave me these glasses. So.
For your birthday. It's
and
a birthday.
The fake sideburns on here and everything. All right. Let me take a break. We do have a lot to talk about this morning, such as our phone screener, who is a no-call, no-show today.
Oh, my God. What's going on with that, right?
Well, we haven't, if you've noticed, we haven't had one phone call this morning.
And you're not talking about me.
Our phone screener is running the... Well, right. He's Nance, our phone screener, is running the board. That's a required thing. You can't screen the phones and run the board at the same time. It's impossible because you have to listen to what's going out.
Right.
If you're running the board, someone could drop an F-bomb. There's no dump button here on the bus. Jeffrey could drop an F-bomb. Caller could drop an F-bomb. You have to have your finger on the dump button. You have to be paying attention. You can't be talking to people on the phone, not paying attention. So Nads is running the board. And who was our phone screener today?
Ballrag.
Oh, Ballrag. Ballrag is a no-call, no-show today. He just doesn't show up.
Well, Nance, did you contact him?
Why would I be required to contact him? He was the one who set all this up, saying that I was running the board, that he was going to be handling phones.
I know, but if he's not there, why wouldn't you text him at 6:30, 6:45, 7 o'clock, or text us and say, I didn't know.
Oh,
I didn't know this whole time. I didn't know he wasn't there.
But Nance, he said he was doing the phones.
No, it's not a lie. Tell me
3 weeks ago, he told me about this plan.
At 6:30, the show's... I know that, Nance. The show started at 6:30. He wasn't there. But then 7 o'clock, 7:30, it's now after 8 o'clock. No one told me. I would have texted him immediately.
Can you see into the phone screening room?
Well, he could until Snitch just screwed something up. Or what happened? Or maybe B2 knocked that with her foot? Or I don't know.
No, it's working perfectly.
I don't know. We lost our
video feed.
We lost our video
feed. It's going out perfectly. It's an
is
empty.
Is it on?
Yeah, it's an empty fart box.
We don't see it on our monitors here in the bus.
Huh.
The power just went off.
What in the world happened?
At one point.
Uh-oh.
Oh, there it is. All right. Yeah, empty fart box. Ball rag is now. I can see everything. Empty fart box.
He'll be in
ball
around.
Ball rag is not there.
8:45, 9 o'clock. He texted me.
What happened?
He goes, "Oh, I forgot. I'll be there tomorrow." And I go, "Are you going to come in today?" He goes, "Oh, about 8:45."
Oh, all right. Well,
sleep in.
How could you get mad at people if they forget to?
Huh?
Well, how could?
No, but we should have texted him at 6:45, 7 o'clock.
But
if he
wasn't there.
I haven't been focusing on that. I mean, I don't know. There's a lot going on.
Did she bring it up to you, Charlie, that he wasn't there?
At 6:30.
What time?
At 6:30.
Yes.
6:30.
Right, and you just said...
It's 8 o'clock.
You just said...
We've been talking about it all morning.
Right.
No, we didn't.
You just said if... What she just said, if I would have known at 6:30, we should have texted him.
No, not 6:30, because he usually, when I'm there, he comes.
That's what you just said.
6:30 is the show starts at 6:32.
That's what you just said.
Listen, the show starts at 6:32. He normally comes in around that time. And then we go crazy trying to get everything done. That's the last thing that I'm worrying about is that. If there's a person back at the studio, he should have texted me saying, "Hey, FYI, I got no phone screener here. What's going on?"
All right, blame me for Ballrag showing up late. That's cool.
Whatever she's saying.
No, I'm not. Okay, whatever, Nance.
Somebody else.
No, I'm not.
She noticed that he wasn't there all morning.
No, I haven't. I noticed it at 6:30, and that's it.
Right.
That's the
and
last I talked about
you
it.
You just said
it's 8.
We should
it's
have
8:30,
texted
2 hours?
Him at 6:30. Did you not say that?
Okay, so maybe not 6:30 because he's not there, but at 7 o'clock, if he's not here, you text him and say, "What's up?
You,
dude, where are
you?" Right. So if you knew he wasn't there at 6:30, why didn't
because
you text
he,
him at 6:30?
When I work with him to do phones, when he's helped me in the past, it's usually around 6:40-ish, 6:45 that he shows up.
She's such a liar.
I swear to God, not at all.
You just said we should have texted him at 6:30 when he didn't show up.
Okay, so I'm saying 6:30 was the wrong answer. By 7 o'clock, if he's not there, you text him and say, "Hey, I have no phone screener."
Well, I think Ballrag should be fired for being a no-call, no-show.
Yeah, Sass Keith, listen up.
Yeah, that's my vote. All right. Let me take a quick break. We'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory live from Rolling Glory 1 in Las Vegas for our iHeartRadio Music Festival 2017. Rolling Glory 1 is fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Looking for the bus?
Just follow the trail of beer cans, vape clouds, and astronaut socks.
Now back to Rolling Glory 1.
Fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers on Rover's Morning Glory.
Tell me if this is a good idea or a bad idea. A woman in California was, she was on a subway train. Actually, it's not a subway. I think it's in Oakland, California, BART train. I think they're just trains. Maybe some of them go underground, or I don't know. But I think most are above ground. So she's on the train, and someone comes up and hands a note to her. And it says, there are two guns pointed at you now. If you want to live, hand back your wallet and phone now. Do not turn around and be discreet. Do not turn around until after you have left the Civic Center and you will live. That's the handwritten note. I'm looking at an exterior shot of Rolling Glory 1 as our friend Mr. Jeffrey LaRogue is walking back as fast as he can.
Where'd you go?
Sense of urgency.
Where'd you go, Jeffrey?
You got a full coffee? Did you go to get coffee?
Shoes on?
Shoes on. Muddy shoes on at that.
Oh. By the way, Robert, I want to say something real quick. Well, throwing them. What's the point of taking the shoes off on the bus? Just explain it to me. I just need some help here.
It keeps the dirt off.
Dirt off, right? Right, because like you wear your shoes outside, you collect dirt.
Oh, she's not wearing. Is Bougie doing this?
No.
Is she wearing her socks outside?
Oh yeah, she wears her socks outside in the parking lot.
That's disgusting.
And then doesn't wear.
I did once.
So that's like wearing shoes
you
inside.
You did three times. She's such a liar all the time.
No, I did once to meet the Elvis impersonator and twice.
Why did you put your shoes on?
Because we were in a hurry. So I did it twice.
That's the time when you were walking the Elvis impersonator out.
Get a shot of that. It's black tar on the bottom.
That is so nasty.
So the entire point is you take your shoes off so the dirt you collect outside doesn't get tracked around.
Right.
So if you wear your socks outside,
it defeats the purpose of taking your shoes off. So please don't do that.
Well, she's been doing it left
and
right.
I want to apologize for getting back to the show late. As soon as we went to commercial, I had to go and take a dump, kind of a long one, and I had to make sure my ass was wiped thoroughly because I know that's always been. Why, douchey? Because I want to have a clean,
sphincter.
It was
a long dump?
For once.
Yeah, I had a drop a huge
wall. Then you had to hurry back after you did that.
Well, I wanted to grab a refill on coffee and hurry back.
I had to grab a refill on its coffee. No rush or anything to get.
Oh, I was rushing to get back here. Trust me, I left right. I left right when we went to commercial. I didn't wait. I didn't fool around because I knew I had to take a dump.
Did you run from the hotel back to the bus?
I was walking as fast as I can. So I apologize for that.
This woman gets this note handed to her on the train. What do you do if someone, you know, they like poke you from behind, or I don't know what they do, but they hand you this note?
Well, first of all,
get this note.
I wouldn't believe that there's two guns pointed at me.
Well, you laughed when you heard him say that. Why is that funny?
I was laughing because I saw Jeffrey walking.
Oh, okay.
No, I wouldn't believe that there's two guns pointed at me.
Oh, I would.
But I wouldn't risk it. I don't think I'd risk it. I think it just
would you turn around?
Says
then
don't.
They shoot.
It says don't
shoot.
It says don't turn around.
Today, with the Washington, D.C. sniper and the sniper down what was in Texas, you got to take that stuff seriously, Robert.
Yeah, just hand the wallet over.
Because, man, wasn't that movie called Payphone? The guy was using a payphone, and they said, if you leave, we'll shoot you. There's a sniper right now looking at you. This is like out of a movie.
Oh, Colin Farrell?
Yeah.
There is, I think here, let me see. I believe that Snitz can put this up. Here's a copy of the note. Here that says there are two guns pointed at you now. If you want to live, hand back your wallet and phone now. Do not turn around and be discreet. Do not turn around until after you have left the Civic Center and you will live. It's obviously a woman's handwriting. So that to me is not, it's just,
you can tell
it's
that
hard to be hard. Yeah, definitely. It's hard to be menacing with bubble letters, you know, but
they are bubbly.
So what would you do? What would you guys do?
Follow exactly what it says.
You would do it. You would hand over your wallet and your phone.
You have to.
Dieter, you would do what?
You could, Rover, you think there has to be a sniper gun, because if you're wrong, your head's getting blown off and they can get away, because it's not like they have a gun in your back. It's a faraway sniper gun.
The bubble letter sniper is going to take you out.
Well, Rover, if it was sloppy writing, you couldn't read it and you'd be like, well, what does this say? They had to make sure they wrote it neat.
Jeffrey, what would you do?
I don't know.
Oh, come on. You have to pick. Right now, it's looking at you.
I'd run for it.
Oh,
you get shot. I get shot. I don't care.
Nads, what would you do?
100% comply with the note. I mean, I have $6 in my bank account anyway. You can have it. I don't give a crap.
So your phone, you'd hand that over as well?
Yeah, why not? I mean,
I mean, there, just like Dieter said, there's so much stuff in the news, and I know the job that we're involved in, we're surrounded by it. But yeah, there's so much stuff in the news every single day. We read stories just like this. You just hand it over and you live to breathe another day.
Well, this was this woman who is a 32-year-old woman. Her name is Julie Draglin. She tried to mouth
help me
to a person in front of her.
Okay.
Help me.
You know, she's freaking out. That guy just thinks like, oh, it's some weird homeless lady
walk
on the
away
train.
From
and he gets off the train. He's like, whatever. So then she remembered an episode of Law and Order.
Wait, they're on the train?
Yeah, they're on the train.
Oh, I thought they were in like the area before you get on the train.
No, no, no. She remembered an episode of Law and Order where apparently someone escaped mugging after they faked having a seizure. And so that's her favorite TV show. So she started faking having a seizure, and that got the attention of everyone in the train who rushes over to try and help her.
Oh, that is good. That is really good.
And she escaped any sort of robbery. She slumped over.
Wow, she risked her life because they could have just shot her. Like, did they have a gun?
But how do you? Who would? Why would you shoot someone? Why would you risk murdering someone over nothing?
Oh, because you have to remember, some people are really stupid and they'll do really dumb things like that. You have to. You think everybody's as smart as you? Where you go? Is this person really going to risk going to prison for life for this?
No, for nothing. For literally nothing.
But that's you thinking that. You have to think that you're really, really dumb, and people will risk. They'll risk their life in going to prison for stupid things. You have to remember, people are dumb. It's really important.
They could be in meth. They could, if they get away with murder once, Rover, they're going to do it again.
But why would anyone on a crowded train? Why would you kill someone?
Nowhere to go.
Why would a guy push somebody in front of a train? Sometimes they know there's cameras around. They do it.
They're crazy.
But yeah, this guy could be crazy.
This is more of a, this is a robbery. Obviously, if you're taking the time to write a note. I mean, hey, good for her. I don't think she risked it at all. She didn't have to give up her money. She didn't have to give up her phone. She didn't have to give up anything. I don't think I would comply if I got this note on a train. I don't think
I think you would.
I think you would, too. I think
I
you're saying
so.
That.
I don't think so. I wouldn't believe it. I go, someone's. Now, if it were a rowdy group of people and they were, mugging me face to face, I would probably be more compliant at that point.
What if a guy did one of these, like his finger in his pocket, just walked up to you?
You'd be a banana.
Yeah.
He's
got a thicker finger than I do. Looks like a barrel of a gun. Maybe a candy bar. He says, give me your money. What do you do? Right through. You risk it?
No.
I don't know. That's a good question. I mean, I'd probably be more compliant than that.
That could be anything. He's not going to shoot through his shirt.
Yeah, why not?
He has a nice shirt on.
So
he's not going to ruin it.
You wouldn't comply
with the thing.
When that looks so fake.
When
a guy with a note.
Up, wait a second. He comes up to you and he confronts you in person and says, give me your money or I'll shoot you. You would not comply with that.
That looks so dumb. That's the oldest trick in the book, Rover.
However,
looks like a stapler in your pocket.
You would comply with someone who hands you a note from behind in bubble letters.
Oh, yeah. And Rover, especially if I saw the red dot on my chest, the sniper gun dot?
Oh, that's scary.
That's what would happen. I'd be like, there's no gun. And then you see the red dot, you automatically just give your wallet over. And then, Rover, once the train stops, you can chase them.
So a guy with a laser pointer would be able to rob you?
That could be a sniper gun. I'm not gonna risk that. That makes me nervous.
Schnitzer is now on Twitter claiming in Nashville someone tried to mug him. They handed him a note when we were in that bar.
It was Jeffrey.
No, it wasn't me.
And he faked that whole seizure.
Robert, Schnitzer had a theory never brought up real quick.
Yeah.
He thought that, did you say this, that he got roofied because he got such a girly drink. He thought the drink was for B2. And the bar, somebody put a little roofie in there?
Because B2 is picking up our drinks.
Yeah.
All right? So B2 went up and ordered everybody's drinks, and everybody had beer.
Except for the one apple cider wussy drink, which is Schnitzer's.
Uh-huh.
So the guy puts the roofie in there thinking it's for B2, and then Schnitzer ends up drinking it and
that's
immediately gets sick.
That's the dumbest thing. That's a
Schnitz.
He keeps claiming it. He goes, yeah, roofie.
That's
yeah.
a
He's floated this idea a couple
theory,
times.
I'll tell you why.
Go ahead.
if someone spots B2 and she's ordering, she has drinks for everyone, and she's coming back to a table of four guys, and it's just her and four guys, why would you roofie the girl? What would your point be of getting? By the way, what a waste of a roofie pill, because once the girl passes out, the four guys who she's there with that know her will
could have been a bachelorette party. They might have not known that she's with a bunch of guys. There's a lot of bachelorette parties.
Because
when
she did get our drink, it was just two drinks. It was just Charlie's and mine, a beer and a foo-foo drink.
And they might not see where she came from. They see a girl at the bar. They go, I'm going to put something in her drink right now, and she's not looking.
Well, you don't know if she's with her boyfriend or her husband or something like that.
I don't know what these roofie people think.
You wait. I mean, I don't know. I've never roofied anyone, and
Jeffrey,
nor would I. But I don't think you would waste your roofie pill.
How many?
Tons of them. They get a 100 for a dime. We don't know how much they cost.
How much is a roofie? What's the going rate?
Well, I don't think it's a 100 of them for a dime.
I mean, if you know a guy, behind the guy,
I don't know. I don't think that they're real easy to come by. But let's just say $20 for a pill
per one.
Yeah, I don't think they're easy to come by.
No,
a real roofie, which is Rohypnol, I think is the name of it. So I don't think anyone would waste a dose on someone that they don't. It just doesn't make any sense. Maybe if you're talking to this girl at the bar and he knows that you're there by yourself, or he knows that you're there with a friend or, you know, another girl or whatever. Maybe. But and by the way, what a fast acting roofie that would be. I mean, roofie
slowly makes you drunk to where you like. It's almost more like a sleep.
Again, I'm not a roofie expert, so I don't know.
But it's more like a sleep, isn't it?
It's a sloppy.
I did wake up, say, hey, I think I just fell asleep. So
yeah. And you have nothing in your stomach. You have nothing to absorb it, a banana.
No, what is a roofie for?
What do you mean? What do you think? What do you think it's for?
No, like,
a legitimate purpose.
Yeah, I mean, I'm guessing it's not to.
What is it for? I don't know.
Was it ketamine? Is something that's also like a roofie?
That's an animal.
Exactly.
Animal. But that's not really a roofie is, people get it wrong because of that movie.
Hangover.
Hangover, right. Where they had Rufinol. There is no such thing as Rufinol. That's a made up drug.
What did you say?
Rohypnol is the actual, that's a roofie. Now, what is Rohypnol for? Mm. I don't know. I'll look that up.
Tranquilizer.
So what would they,
I just found that I'll do more.
What was Cosby using? Allegedly.
Benadryl at first.
Oh, really?
And then he started using something else. Right? Or was it opposite? I know Benadryl was in there. And
does
then
Benadryl knock you out?
Like, oh, look. Roofies, Rohypnol, is a benzodiazepine.
Oh, Nads, have you ever taken one?
This is like a Friday night for Nads.
Well, let's get to talking, boys. I've never been offered one. I've never seen one. I don't know anything about them, really. I mean, is it the same as a Spanish fly? Because Cosby used to talk about that a lot.
That's a liquid.
Spanish fly makes you horny. Like, you could give this to a girl and she'd get super horny. I don't think there's any substance exists.
And I thought Vegas was crazy until, you know, but then this really exceeded my expectations. Last night, walking down the strip, and I see a woman talking to two guys trying to sell them Spanish fly, I think. Because I hear her go, oh, yeah, make them horny. Make them very horny. And so he's like, that's what you're here for Vegas, right? To get horny. And then they're like selling this packet. I believe it was a Spanish fly sort of thing. I don't know if it was to make the guy horny or the chicks horny.
No, it's the girls. You give it to the girls.
Well, I didn't hear that part of the conversation.
But in late?
Yeah, so I just heard that as I was walking by.
But they're
selling, I think there might have been wiener pills for all I know. I don't know.
Like Viagra?
Just on the street.
But nice. There is no substance that would just make women horny. Believe me. If there was, it wouldn't be a back alley kind of Spanish.
All of science
they'd make a prescription for it.
Yeah.
And they'd give it to women who have, Dougie would be the patient
be
zero
the perfect
for
candidate
this.
For it.
Yeah. She would be in the test donors. So, you know, people with zero sex drive.
Sure.
And so they would market that. They wouldn't just sell it to you on a street called it's a Spanish fly. It's ridiculous. But, Rohypnol, it says, it's a benzodiazepine. It treats severe insomnia, and in lesser instances, rarely, it's used as early an anesthesia, whatever, I guess to
knock you out. Surgery? Suppose,
but that's not real common.
I was offered roofies once from a guy, my friend's dad. We went to go visit him. He barely ever saw him, and we had to go, like, deep in the hood to meet him. And he's like, hey, you boys looking to get any roofies while you're here? And we're like,
jeez.
Oh, like, what are you doing, you creep? Like, he was like, you know, 50 years old. That was the only time I've ever come across them. Obviously, we didn't buy any.
Right. I've never come across them. Never. Is anyone seen else?
I don't know if it's a pill.
Yeah.
Let's see. Here's what it says when drug facilitated sexual assault. It says it's known to induce anterograde amnesia in sufficient doses. Individuals are unable to remember certain events that they experienced while under the influence of the drug. This effect could be particularly dangerous if Rohypnol is used to aid in the commission of sexual assault. Victims may be unable to clearly recall the assault, the assailant, or the events surrounding the assault. While the use of roofies in sexual assault has been prominent in the media, as of 2015, it appears to be fairly rare. And use of alcohol and other benzodiazepine drugs in date rape appears to be a larger but underreported problem. So you know, they're using, I mean, it's the old standby. You get a chick drunk if, you know, these guys will do that to try and sleep with them.
Yeah.
It's the date rape drug. We've talked about this before. It's not real common. It's a lot of women think they've been roofied. You haven't been roofied. You drank a couple of beers and you mixed that with the Valium that you were taking, and that knocked you the hell out. That's what happens.
I don't know if they think that. I think they, you know, when you tell so many lies that you start to believe it, I think they're not that dumb, right? I mean, if you think you were roofied, you know you weren't. You just want to use that.
I think some people believe that.
I think they really do believe it.
Especially because it's reported in the media. So, you know, there's always a story, oh, someone put something in a drink, and it's reported as something that happens commonly.
Okay.
I'm telling you, as a guy, I've never, ever, ever come across this, never heard even a whisper of anyone that I know or any guy has suggested it, told me that they've done it in the past. Never.
I've had a friend accused of it, though. Have you ever had a friend that a girl would say, oh, he roofied me? I've had that before. And then that guy gets stuck with you.
In a real way or a joking way?
No. This is after he slept with the girl.
Yeah.
And then down the road, I heard from somebody else that accused my friend, saying, oh, your friend, let's just say John. They're like, your friend John, I heard roofied some girl. And I go, oh, my God. I go, I got to tell him this. And I told him, he's like, what? He goes, I'm getting accused of being a rapist that roofied somebody?
You're a roofier.
I'm like, yeah, and people believe it. I mean, how do you shake that? That's the only time. That's the only one case that I've heard of it. I haven't seen it.
And it didn't actually happen, as far as you know.
Unless
your friend roofied.
No.
Look at the girl. All right, I do have to take a break. Doogie has now had, I don't know, two hours to come up with a shizzy. Some news. What do you have on the way, Doogie?
Since we were just talking about sex, I'm going to tell you a surprising statistic of how many people are not interested in having sex. How many women, Rover, are not interested in having sex?
Every girl I meet, at least not interested in
sober,
sex with me.
Yeah. Especially.
I'll tell you that next.
All right. We'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory live from Las Vegas. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. This bus is leaving tons of skid marks. None of them are from the tires, though. Now back to Rolling Glory 1, fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers on Rover's Morning Glory.
Whatever. The shizzy is coming up in a moment. What do you have on the way, Doogie?
I'm going to talk a little sex for you, and you'll be surprised how many women are not interested in having sex. I'll have that story for you next, Rover.
All right, we'll get to that in just a moment. We have a phone screener now. I can see this.
Welcome.
Ballrag just walked into the phone screening room. He's now in the fart box. He was a no-call, no-show today, but you can call him and get through to the show. 866-YO-ROVER. 866-967-6837. That's the number to reach us. We're live in Las Vegas for our iHeartRadio Music Festival, which is happening Friday and Saturday. We're on board Rolling Glory 1, which is fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers. Next trip you take, hit one of those places up, fill up the car with gas, grab a bite to eat, and hit the road. Doogie, are you ready for the shizzy?
Let's do it.
Oh, wait a second. Hold on.
Charlie.
Here comes Charlie.
Turn his mic on.
Yep, there's Charlie walking back.
What's that?
He yelled at you when you were late. Oh, here we go.
Wow.
Jeffrey, say something.
Hey, Charlie, you're late. And I got yelled at, too, so.
You got him.
Charlie, what happened?
Was everybody taking a dump every break?
Well, man, we had so much food last night.
Did you guys?
Yeah, I gambled.
You did last night?
Yeah.
So you
almost tripled my money.
Seriously?
Yep. What'd you play? Penny slots?
Yeah, penny slots. I turned my dollar into $2.75. So hey,
are you kidding?
I thought you made like hundreds.
No, I went up to one slot machine. I was like, "We're here," and I put it in, and I won $2.75.
That's all. So you didn't gamble. Nobody gambled last night, Rover?
I seriously don't have fun gambling. It's not my thing.
Once you do it right and you win and you drink, Charlie, you'll be hooked. You'll be in there the whole weekend.
I've done it.
You're going to gamble all weekend, Dieter?
That's the plan. I still want to blow it all. I brought a little bit of cash, Rover. My goal is not to go to the ATM. I cannot afford to go to the ATM with the amount of money I'm spending on the strip.
What's the limit?
What do you got?
What's the limit?
What do you have?
Oh, I brought five.
You did?
Yeah.
$5,000?
Okay. $5,000. Cool. $500. But that's my goal is I want to try to triple that and make it extended. I don't want to, if I blow it all.
Now, wait, did you bring $500 just to gamble or $500 for the entire trip?
$500 just to gamble.
Okay. Oh, sweet.
All the meals we're buying, I've been putting on my credit card.
We?
Yeah.
What
You've
does that
been
mean?
Buying for Jeffrey? Another person.
Right. Well, yeah.
So you just ate so much that you.
Oh, we went to that In-N-Out. Have you ever been to In-N-Out?
Of course, yeah. I went there last night.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
You did?
Why is that so crazy?
Because he's been dieting. He eats 800 calories a day.
He had gelato. He had steak.
This is nuts here. This is totally different rules. Yeah, that was great. Anyways, I needed to go. Did you get an animal style?
No. I just got a double-double.
What does
get
that
an
mean?
Animal style?
No.
He said the same thing to me. I'm like, no, I don't want it. He told me it's a crap load of onions.
No, they cook the burger in mustard or something, and then they put onions and then special sauce on it. You're supposed to order animal style. It's from the secret menu, guys.
Yeah, they have a whole secret menu that you can order from. Part of their shtick, but
I was happy with the double double.
I mean, it's when I lived here in California is really where In-N-Out is from. I mean, I'd eat it occasionally, but
yeah, I didn't see what I mean. It's good.
No, that was a good burger.
Oh yeah,
I heard about it, and it won't extend to the East Coast. I heard, or the Midwest.
This was the only location. I don't know about now, but
no,
that location
there.
Right there was the only location outside of California when they built that, and they never had a location outside of California. Now, I don't know if they've expanded.
They've gone as far as Texas now.
Okay, so they've had a few.
And they won't franchise.
Yeah, they won't come.
No, they won't franchise at all. All of them
it's all owned by a
company.
Family.
Yeah, one family owns them all. So, yeah, they won't franchise. But, yeah, Dieter said he ate two double-doubles.
They're not that big. I mean.
That's a lot, man.
I could have won three, possibly. Oh, that's it?
And some animal-style fries. You really screwed up by not getting this animal-style. Well, that's the whole thing.
I didn't know that. I don't want to say it and then be like, what are you talking about, animal? The menu's right here, dork. But did you enjoy yours?
Oh, yeah. It was like one of the best burgers I've had.
Oh, who paid for that?
Well, I was going to pay for it, but then Dieter said because it was so because the total came up so cheap, under $20, he stepped it in paperwork. I was originally just going to pay for mine.
I show you another meal that you bought for Jeffrey, in other words.
Cha-ching.
Did you guys see that stray cat that was hanging
out
there?
Yeah, we saw that.
It's just like a cat, and he lives it in and out, and he just jumps up on the table. We sat
inside?
Outside. No, outside.
Okay.
and just it's like a kitten and just lives there in and out.
Did you give him a fry?
No, but the person next to me did. I mean, I would have, but the cat was over by.
Oh, the fries are awesome, though. Because
ate the fries. Like, this cat ate French fries. It was weird. Greg, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. It says Greg is in Las Vegas, but I don't know if that's right. It says everyone on the line right now is in Vegas. It doesn't sound like that could be right, but good morning, Greg.
Morning, Rover.
Hey, man.
Hey, I know why Jeffrey is talking in delay when you guys are on the bus.
Why is that?
Well, look where he's sitting. He's directly across from his boyfriend, so he's just admiring him for 4 hours, not paying attention.
Oh, shut the hell up, Greg! Shut the hell up,
okay? He's slowly falling in love with him.
Yeah, right. Get the hell out of here.
He sniffs Dieter's farts like they're like fine wine.
No, I don't sniff. No, I sniff like I'm going to throw up.
No, you don't.
And have a heart attack.
No, I had to get off the bus. Dieter was farting so horribly.
Oh, yeah.
I had to get off the bus. But Jeffrey just sit there.
I'm impressed with Dieter's butt.
I'm not impressed.
Yes, you're very impressed with Dieter's butthole.
Shut up. You talk
about it all the time. You go, oh, you should have smelled the fart that Dieter had over here.
So you think that is that he's just, they're sitting across from each other on Rolling Glory 1. You think that Jeffrey just stares longingly at Dieter?
I do not. I stare more at the screen so I don't have to stare at him.
I don't know. All right, Doogie, are you ready for the shizzy?
Let's do it.
All right, here we go.
Hear the shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Remember last week's underground train bombing? This was the early hours of Thursday morning when it was that bucket bomb. London Metropolitan Police, they've now arrested a sixth suspect in connection to that bombing that happened last week. So,
how many people does it take to put that bucket bomb together? I mean, that bucket bomb didn't seem too sophisticated. It didn't do a whole lot. Took six people to bucket bomb?
A lot of people involved in that they come up with, so... in California, it looks as if an elementary school is going to move forward with some books, and it's causing a lot of controversy because in kindergarten, they could be taught about transgender people. So it's the center.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like that.
Well, it's the center around a lot of controversy that started to come to light back in June after a transgender student at the Rockland Academy Gateway, which is a charter school. It brought the children's book, I Am Jazz, to the school to share with classmates. This transgender student did, and the book chronicles the life of a real-life transgender girl named Jazz Jennings. So what they're trying to figure out, is it okay to have these kinds of books in elementary school? So some people are for it. A lot of people are against
it. No, it's ridiculous.
Kindergarten's young.
It's... You know, why teach that? Right? You don't teach physics in kindergarten. You don't teach about hermaphrodites or whatever the people are called now if you're born with both sex organs. You don't teach that to kindergartners. Why would you teach something that is a very small... it's a fraction of the population, transgendered people. Why teach that at such an early age?
And it's complicated, too, to explain it.
It is. Yeah, you can't even do the regular stuff. Kindergartners have a hard time understanding. The birds and the bees and...
Yeah, that's not till what, sixth
sexual
grade?
Sexual identity and all this kind of stuff. There's no need for this. This is... I don't know if this is trying to indoctrinate kids into... maybe not into that lifestyle, but if it's trying to get at kids at an early age,
to teach them that it's normal and okay, right. What's the big deal?
To make it more right,
yeah. So
more
not,
there's a lot of stuff that's normal and okay that we don't teach kindergartners.
Like what?
Maybe bondage and S&M. That's fine if you're into that stuff.
Well, like
do we teach kindergartners? Hey, it's cool if you're into bondage.
Oh,
what about periods and that, like...
Don't teach that to kindergartners
no,
either.
Why not?
That's too young. I mean,
Teach them everything.
It is the basics. You kind of gradually figure out when's the right time to tell them
and
stuff.
This is a wrong time.
But I do think that...
I think it is an effort in order... Just like the tobacco companies used to advertise. They would target kids. You want to get them. You want to hook them. On smoking, and they want to win the minds of
to make them
young
so that
kids.
They're not. It's not a big deal when you meet a transgender person at that time because you've known it your whole life. It's not shocking. and you go, oh, it's a transgender person. I've heard about these before. This is not a weird thing, and okay. And then go about your day.
Is it more likely to make you transgender down the road, though, if you're learning that young?
No.
What?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Wait, what?
When you heard about a gay person, did you immediately start wanting to make out with the guy?
No.
Okay, so it's been okay. Point proven.
But I also wasn't learning about gay people.
If you're unaware of something that is an option, you're more likely to follow that path.
Are you insane?
At an early age. No, I'm not insane. What do you mean?
To arm somebody with knowledge, you think just because they have that at a young age that they're going to say, well, cool, I'm going to be transgender.
You're implying it's a choice.
I think that the people are confused.
And then maybe
and then if it's presented at an early age, they go, oh, this is the solution, or this is the root of my confusion, or whatever.
Maybe it is.
Maybe it is. I don't know. But it's too early to be confusing kids with this stuff. It's ridiculous.
Millions of people in Puerto Rico potentially face up to 6 months out of a year, up to 6 months out of a year without electricity. No power after Hurricane Maria devastated the island. 6 months. Can you imagine?
I find that hard to
believe. I'm telling you, we talked about this earlier, and this just came out. I'm telling you, the storm had moved on. The danger is still there. They've got flooding. 6 months without power. That's ridiculous.
Well, maybe like some guy living, one guy out in the country, but they're not going to be 6 months without power in San Juan.
Oh, okay.
Did you see the one lady in the news? I think in Florida, she was out of power in her house, and she put a sign up that said, hot and horny single lady looking for somebody to help install power.
I think it electrify my life. I think
no, but she was hoping that you install power back into her house.
Right, yeah.
But she's implying she's going to sleep with you, right? If I was installing power into her house, with that sign, it makes me think that she's going to be sleeping with you. Exchange of services.
Well, I guess you could take it that way. I think she was just trying to get publicity, and that was
it. Worked.
That's why. Does she have power now?
I don't know if she got power, but everyone was talking about
that
story. There
it is. Hot single female seeks sexy lineman to electrify her life. I mean, she's hot. I would go there and be like, yeah, I'll help. I'll hook you up. I'm hoping she puts out.
Sure. I don't know if she did. I don't know if she has electricity now. I don't know.
Okay.
So what do you think the statistics are, according to a new study, as far as what's the percentage of men that are not interested in sex, and what's the percentage of women who say they're not really interested in sex?
I think it might be higher than you would imagine in both cases.
No, not men, Rover. Women, it's going to be higher than you think.
No, I think there are some men that, I'm going to say men is, it's going to be a shocking number. It's going to be something along the lines of 28%. That's just my guess.
Okay.
And women is going to be maybe over 50%.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say 60 for women. Men, it's got to be 5%. The dorks that can't get laid just give up on sex, and that's it. It can't be higher than that.
So this is they did a study on relationships. And you're both wrong. 15% of the men, 34% of the women say that they're not interested in sex. Now, these statistics, they're showing that few experts find surprising, because when you're in a relationship, you just don't want to have sex anymore. And the guys lose interest. They go to couples therapy, and that's what they're finding. And that's how they did this study.
I think those numbers are probably way too low. When someone's doing a survey or whatever and they ask you a question, you don't want to sound like a freak. So you're not going to admit to that. You're not going to, oh, I have no interest in sex. Doogie, if you were a part of this survey, what would your response be?
But I'm not in a relationship.
No. Are you interested in sex?
Yeah, straight up, yes or no.
There's nobody that I like right now, so no.
Okay.
But if I like somebody, then I'm interested in sex.
She would say yes. She's rationale. She would not randomly sleep with one guy for a one-night stand. She said this on a number of occasions.
Correct.
If she was in a relationship, then I think that rationale would change.
But the point is, she said she's interested in sex when she's actually not, right?
No.
Right.
If I liked a guy, I would be interested in the sex part of it. But if I don't like them, or if I don't have anyone on the horizon, I have zero interest in having sex.
But if you were interested in sex, you'd go and you'd look for somebody
to have sex on the with. Yeah.
But I don't think you need to be interested in sex. Just because I'm not having a one-night stand, that means I'm not interested?
No, you should be looking for maybe... Shut up. Maybe even looking for a boyfriend of some kind.
Yeah, how do
she's
I find
not
a
interested. You are not interested, therefore... I don't think she would admit to that in the survey. She doesn't admit to that on the air. She won't even admit to it right now.
What am I lying about?
She's like, no, but if I had a guy, I would be interested.
Of course.
And if you were interested in sex, you'd go about and you'd look for a guy. It doesn't have to be one night stand. It could be any guy.
But if I'm interested in sex, I have to go out and find it just to have sex? I think that's wrong.
So the answer is what? Are you interested in sex, yes or no? Yeah, see, that's a lie. We know that the answer is no. So these numbers are underreported, I think.
Yeah,
so
I think
30
right.
whatever percent of... No, it's,
you're
it's,
underreported.
It's probably 60. It's probably 55%, I would say.
And I will end with this story. A girl was struck by a foul ball at Yankee Stadium, and the girl had to be carried out from the stands. This happened yesterday afternoon. It was an incident that will obviously get everyone talking a little bit more about the protective netting and how you can extend it.
So will it? Because they've been talking about this for a long time. I don't know if anything will ever happen.
They said they were going to extend it in 2018 in the Yankee Stadium, and they didn't do it. Or they said they're going to do it next year.
6 weeks after...
Why don't they take the same approach as any time after a mass shooting? What's the response from people? Now's not the time to talk about gun control.
Yeah.
And how, well, really? Now's actually the perfect time to talk
about
it.
Everybody's thinking about it.
Yeah. Now is the time. Or after all these hurricanes hit, I saw some of these politicians. Now's not the time to be talking about climate change and in regards to these terrible disasters. We need to focus on recovery efforts. No, actually, now is the time to talk about those things.
And what can
because this is when people pay attention to it. Because 2 months from now, no one's going to pay attention to this.
Hey, they won't hurricane.
Be. And trust me, you're not going to bring it up like, you know, we've got a very important thing we need to talk about. Climate change or gun control or school shootings or whatever. No. This is... It's a cop-out, so why don't they just say that now? Now's not the time to talk about it. After this poor young girl was hit in the face with a foul ball, now's not the time to talk about extending the netting. We just need... Our thoughts and prayers are with her.
Well, the Yankees said that they will look into the netting before the 2018 season because a girl was just struck by a 105-mile-per-hour foul ball. That happened, and now this happened, so they got to do something. I mean, it's getting completely
out of
hand.
Why don't they just extend the net?
Right, why not? Why are you waiting? Because
people want to be able to catch them?
People say that they don't want it. But once you do it, no one's going to care. It's not going to affect the game-going experience.
No, because the net, I mean, it's see-through. You wouldn't even notice it's there.
You notice it. I mean, we sat behind the net not too long ago, and you notice it. And then the ball goes up, and then it goes down. I mean, you do notice it, but I would rather be safe.
When I was sitting on, like, the first baseline, and I was pretty close.
Yeah.
That's scary.
No net?
No net. I was right past it. You need to be paying attention, or that thing's going to hit you.
Oh, yeah. Right.
And I see everybody
else. Face. I mean, what's the video of this? How old was this girl?
This one just says a girl was struck. The other one...
She was a toddler, and the player started crying right away. This is a crazy video.
Do they have footage of her getting hit, actually?
There's a video here on this.
So that's just him crying. Like, actually getting hit.
I didn't see that.
It says a young girl. How old was the girl?
A toddler.
God, could you imagine?
Yeah, toddler. What are they going to do? They can't defend themselves.
Right.
How about toddlers don't sit down there?
Maybe you shouldn't have your kid there. I mean, it would be up to the parent to protect the toddler.
Right, they're too busy on their phone.
Yeah, what were the parents doing?
Good question.
I'd like to see this video.
It's a 105-mile-an-hour screamer.
Yeah, they'll take your head off.
Yeah, but if you're paying attention, you do probably, you know, have time to react to...
Do you?
Put your hand up if you're the parent.
Oh,
it wasn't broadcast at the hit.
Oh, it wasn't? So there's no video of this? Okay.
There you go. That's a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Cram the awesomeness of Rover's Morning Glory into your smartphone. The RMG app lets you stream audio and video. Access your RMG Plus account. Use the JLR GPS function and more. Download that for free. Available now in the App Store.
You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, before I get to my comment, they definitely need to put these nets up to catch these balls. I put a net around Jeffrey's wife's face about 3 months ago, and she stopped getting smacked around with balls instantaneously. But
real funny, Dave, real funny.
But really, guys, listen.
Why don't you put a net around your mouth?
The real reason why I called in is Dieter and Jeff. You guys went to In-N-Out Burger yesterday?
Yeah, we had dinner, so.
Strange coincidence, because I went in and out yesterday, too, in Lakewood. I went in and out of your wife all day yesterday.
Oh, boy. Well, did you have to take a number like you do at In-N-Out?
Real funny.
Scott, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, crew. Dieter, yo.
Yo.
Hey, I just, I don't know if you can see it, Rover, but before the news, Doogie was putting her gross parking lot socks up on your couch.
Oh, my God.
She is so filthy. Just filthy.
I'm surprised you let her go into your bathroom. That was real surprising.
Yeah, so now she tracked it into there.
We've never
bedroom.
We've never used that bathroom once.
No, never.
Oh, I'm special.
Yeah, and that was the first and last time she's allowed to.
Oh, you guys are ruining this for me. Just leave it alone.
This is our life.
You're one of us. Wouldn't be the simple solution to take off your dirty ass socks and change them?
No, they're not that bad.
They're filthy. They're black. She's walking around outside with these. It's disgusting. This is the reason why we take off our shoes.
They're not that
bad. You should see when you mop the floor in here. You Swiffer it.
You puked all over it. I'm cleaning up the puke.
And it's still cleaner than your filthy ass feet.
Well, then there you go.
But it's just even with people taking their shoes off, it's filthy.
What?
And she went in the common bathroom.
Yeah, so she dragged that all over the place. Well, I hope there's not pee all over the floor. You guys don't need to pee on the floor.
You said there is. When you go in there, there's always spots.
I've been told that by the person who cleans the bathrooms. Yeah. All right, let me take a quick break. We're live in Las Vegas for our iHeartRadio Music Festival, which is tomorrow and Saturday. We're aboard Rolling Glory 1, which is fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers. We've traveled all the way out here. I believe it was, around 2,500 miles, I think, roughly, give or take.
That's crazy.
I don't know, maybe I'm crazy. It wasn't that bad of a trip, I didn't think. I mean, sleeping at night, really, that makes it great.
Yeah, it sounds like it with all the stories of you guys going off the road
I didn't get a lot of sleep. If I would have slept like a baby, this would have been perfect.
The first couple days you slept, so.
Yeah.
I slept okay, you know. But with the time differences, that just kind of discombobulates my sleep.
Yeah, maybe it doesn't seem like that long because I was passed out. I blacked out for one day.
Yeah.
I missed a day in the whole timeline.
Oh, it feels like I was home a month ago. Like, it seriously does. It seems so long ago.
Yeah.
It's been forever.
All right, let me take a quick break. We will be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Never been done before, probably won't be done again, but they're doing it now. The show is on the road, broadcasting from a bus. Now back to Rolling Glory 1, fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers on Rover's Morning Glory.
Told us the most horrible story that her daughter, she picked up her daughter from school yesterday and her lip was quivering. She was crying and Doogie goes, what's wrong? And she says, you didn't turn in my student council slip on time. Doogie turned in Gia's student council, like permission slip to try to be in student council.
To run for president or treasurer or something?
A day too late. It was due Monday or whatever.
It was due Tuesday.
And you turned it in on Wednesday.
Wednesday morning, yeah. I thought it was actually due on Friday. I'm like, okay, I'll get ahead and I'll turn it in before I leave to go to Vegas. And so I was looking for the paperwork Tuesday night. And it said it was due that day. I'm like, oh, my God. So I'm like, oh, I'll just fill it out and have her turn it in Wednesday morning. And she was really upset because, oh, it's not even funny. She was really upset because they wouldn't allow her to submit her student council.
It's past the deadline. A rule is a rule, right?
And I said, I will email, because I couldn't get the answer out of her. I didn't understand what she was saying because she was so upset.
She was crying that hard.
Yeah, she really wanted to do it because we talked about, like, last year she tried out for it and the lesson was, it's okay. You tried. If you don't get it, that's fine. So there's a good lesson in it. And then we were excited to do it this year and I missed it by a day. So I emailed them and said, is there any way? And they're like, we would love to. Trust us. We would love to let everybody in. They said that. They said there were other kids that we were trying to teach them responsibility. If there's a deadline, you got to meet that. And I totally respect that and I get that.
So now Gia has to
wait another year.
No, but she has to now monitor her own mother to make sure her mother is doing stuff.
Make sure things are organized and everything.
No, there's so many different papers
that follow up for stuff that her mother is supposed to do.
I'm telling you, there are so many papers and it's just chaos and student fees you pay, like all these things that are going on and color walks and this and that. And it's like, okay, I put it aside and then I'm like, okay, I'm going to work ahead. And then I missed it by a day. So,
I mean, how much work was this sheet?
It took probably 20 seconds to fill out.
Oh, okay.
And then we would work on her speech and she would give it next week.
Oh, she already had the speech written?
No. We would come up with a plan and do a campaign and all of that, but you needed to turn that in. So I said, I owe you, Dairy Queen.
Mother. Yeah, she has one kid. Think about people that have like five kids and a marriage to take care of. She just has her one kid. That's her main responsibility.
And a nanny.
To help.
Yeah.
And the nanny. So you tell her, oh, you didn't get this, so I'll take you to Dairy Queen instead?
I said, I messed up. That is totally mommy's fault. I'm sorry. I apologize. And because I messed up, I'll take it to Dairy Queen. She's like, okay.
So that's basically teaching her to, if you're disappointed, binge eat.
Binge eating?
Yeah, that will get a cycle going every time. You
it's
get
not
depressed.
Binge eating.
You get ice
Why
cream.
Why
My 600-pound life. The next star of that show.
Yes. They always say as a kid, the way they would fill a void of being depressed or whatever was eat, and that would stick with them for life, and they were just blown up year after year after year.
I didn't take her. I mean, I didn't.
Oh, you didn't go. Oh.
No, I didn't take her. I said, we'll get to it. So it's a bribe on hold.
Wow. I mean, I just.
Jeffrey, you've got two kids.
Did you know it was important to her?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you know, when did they tell you that you needed to do this sheet?
I've been monitoring it. I think we got the paper on Friday.
Do you have 2 days to fill it in?
Over the weekend?
Right.
No, because I put it aside.
Like something you'd get a month ago. Yeah,
no, because they just announced the fourth. Last week they just announced the fourth grader president and all of that. So each classroom will have a representative to be on student council.
I'm telling you now, I don't have any kids. Don't take them to school. Nothing. I don't know how this works. I promise you, they didn't give this sheet on Friday and say, have this back on Tuesday. Didn't happen.
Because kids are too slow to bring something back.
I remember.
And what if you're out of town or, you know, the parents. Are, right. I mean, no,
I'm telling you, I got the form last week at the end of the week, maybe Thursday, but it was literally,
moving up a day.
No, I'm telling you, it was
maybe Thursday.
I thought it was due tomorrow and it was due Tuesday. So it was just a couple of days. Seriously.
I remember getting a permission slip for like a field trip 3 months in advance. I would forget the permission slip. I even had to get it filled out at all. Like it was so far in advance.
Who gave you the slip?
So when they come home, they have a folder and there's a part that says homework and things you have to look at and then stuff that says stays home. So it was in the schoolwork part.
It wasn't like stuffed down in your book bag or anything like that.
No, I should have lied and said that. No, it was brought home. You didn't ever have that, Anthony? I mean, you have four kids. I don't know how you did that. You didn't have a bunch of papers and
you
messed up?
Yeah, some stuff is over the weekend. You got to, yeah, of course. And some stuff is quick. Some stuff is quick turnaround like that, Rover.
Did you ever screw it up?
Of course. Every parent screws up.
Well, you're a bad parent, too, yeah, just like
bad
she
parents.
Is.
These are terrible parents.
I mean.
It meant a lot. And I felt, and I'm not going to let you beat me up because you're just an ass.
Who cares what he says?
Right. But it really, it hurt me to see her upset.
That's why
we
you
really,
should have done it. You knew that it was important to her. You knew from last year that she liked it and was upset. And so you should have known better. 866-YO-ROVER, Megan in Rochester. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Megan.
Good morning, Rover. So I have to comment on the whole thing with Doogie missing the deadline for the paper. I am a mother of two kids. One's in middle school. One's in an elementary school. And I have to go through their book bags every single night to make sure that their homework is done, to make sure all their permission slips are signed, because you cannot hold a kid accountable to make sure they give you their papers on time. It's your job as a mother to make sure you're doing your job to prioritize. I work.
Yeah, why do
are you criticizing? Are you criticizing me? Because I do.
Big time, yeah.
Okay. Well, back off on that because I do go through her folder every single night, and I did put it aside to make sure. Listen, I did put it aside, and that's why I'm almost positive it was on a Friday because I would have turned it in the next day. So I have the papers. I have a second grade folder.
Well, why didn't
Listen, let me finish.
If it's only 20 seconds to fill out,
why didn't you do it immediately when you first saw
because
it?
Because we didn't do her homework on Friday. I put everything aside. I put the full, everything was aside. Uh-huh. And then
so
I put it in a pile.
So the homework that was due Monday, what did you do with that? When did you do that?
On Sunday.
Okay. Why wasn't this permission slip in with
because
that
Because it
stuff?
Was on a, because I thought I had a week. Because they have so many different forms and things that are due.
But
that,
if it only took 20 seconds,
okay,
and you
Rover,
knew you were
I thought
gonna
it
be
was
out of
Friday.
Town and all that, why wouldn't you just do it right
You know
then?
What it is? It's the piles of paper and stuff she has. I'm sure it just got kind of lost in all that, right?
No, it wasn't lost. I swear to God, it wasn't.
Then why don't you just fill it out right when you see it? What is it? Just your name?
I mean, look.
Yeah, that's it.
It's a lot of papers all hang up on this broad. You're the perfect parent.
Megan, I agree with you.
I'm not a perfect parent. Believe me, I have two kids and I do it on my own. I have a second business. And
you're awesome.
Thank you. You make time to do things that are important. And now
okay, because I don't. Okay. Dairy Queen, yeah.
Yeah. Megan, I agree with you. Thank you.
You kind of push back homework till Sunday? That's kind of late.
Well, no.
that's a
when should you do it, Snitz? Right away.
Get home.
You that's do. A nerd way. On Friday,
no,
you do the homework
you're
on
to do
Friday.
Stuff. You get your work done, then you're allowed to do stuff. That's how a lot of parents do it.
Jeffrey, when do you make your kids do their homework on Friday?
As soon as if they have homework over the weekend, they do it on Friday. It's one and done.
Have
and
you,
see, they have the rest of the weekend
good
for
parent.
Themselves.
Have you ever disappointed your kids like this in any way?
My wife takes care of all that stuff, and she's made sure that if any time like a form, now a lot of the forms I filled out at the beginning of the school year, I did online.
I asked Jeffrey how his kids were doing in school this year. He says, "I haven't heard anything bad."
Well, no, we get progress reports every quarter along with the report cards, and everything's been coming back good. They've been doing good in school, and
Dom, our old phone screener, showed me this. I hate this thing. I couldn't believe that this exists now. It's an app on his phone.
Uh huh.
And you can check grade by grade, like class by class, to see every single class.
Oh, man.
To just log in, and it'll say, like, your son was late today. And he can do it in real time. So when the teacher sees him, he just marks him down, like, you're in. And then he can do how he did on whatever little quiz he did immediately. You can't hide any grades from your parents anymore.
And
in real time. Like, you
terrible.
Know, by third period, the kid was late for a minute. It's written right there.
Oh, my God.
So I would hate
what
that.
You would have to do.
You have to break into the app.
What you'd have to do is, if you were a kid, you would have to develop a lookalike app.
Yes.
A fake app.
That you fill out yourself?
That's right, exactly. that you download, you know, so if the app is called, like, Kids Grades, you have to call it, Kids with a Z Grades or something. Yes. Something very same logo, everything. And then you have to somehow
delete it from the guy's phone and then reinstall your fake one.
Exactly.
And give yourself a
if you were that smart, you'd be getting A's in all your classes anyway.
True.
Well, maybe I'll develop a service for kids and just charge them lunch money or something. and I'll make this fake app that you can install. I mean,
would you lie about your grades to your mom and stuff?
Oh, of course.
I would just say they
then
never
get
gave
that
me
report card in the mail, and
you'd
Did you guys ever try to change the like an F to a B?
Of course. You were, how nervous were you? You didn't want to screw it up, and you had one chance to do that.
Yeah.
Because if you screw up that line and it looked like you drew on it, you were screwed.
I had a lot of report cards that were supposedly lost in the mail.
Yeah, I just get them and rip them up, throw them away, and then you never, I don't know, it never came. I didn't know it was supposed to come. I didn't know.
Do you remember the old, in the old days, like this was like back when I was a kid, they used to have the teacher would handwrite your report card, put it in an envelope, and you took it home to your parents?
Yeah, I'd have to get it signed.
Right.
That was the old days.
That's what you were trying. I mean,
and then my teacher would write the grades in cursive, so you can't. There's no way you can change it.
Oh, I had no idea. I didn't know that this app existed. So kids' lives are ruined.
It pissed me off when I saw it. I went, that was half the battle.
You're not even a kid anymore, and you're upset at this.
See, that's something that I think there's something that I'm supposed to be on, and I haven't done that yet.
Yeah.
So there's so much. I get it. You want to call me a bad parent? Kiss my ass. There's just so many different elements and paperworks and or pieces of things you've got to turn in. And, you know, I had to go get pictures of a cat or a dog she wants. And then we have to do a campaign. It's just a lot. So the app is something that I have not done yet.
Yeah, ours is just basically a parent portal. It's like a website. But we keep track of all our grades and our absences or whatever.
And tests and stuff.
So the same thing. You log in.
Same thing, yeah.
Oh, man.
But in real time.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
So per period, if they mark your kid tardy or absent, like for third period, you're going to know?
Well, per day, yeah. I mean, we know that by the end of the day when she gets home. Sure.
Yeah, you can't cut class anymore then.
No. Mm-mm.
This is a game changer. This is unbelievable.
Whoever
I didn't know that this existed.
This is such a nerd a-hole.
Oh,
I love it. I want to know what my kids are doing.
Yeah, you do, but at the same time, that was the fun of school, going out
Is Anthony, your kids and Jeffrey's kids in the same school?
Same school system, yes.
In the same school?
High school?
Same school, yeah.
Oh, how would the portal look like, Jeffrey, on the webpage?
No, we just go to the Lakewood Schools website, and there's a thing that we can type into, and I can also look at their...
There's a thing you can type into. What do you mean?
No,
do it right now.
It's like a password.
Do it right now.
Yeah, could you log in and just show it?
No, I don't have it memorized.
You must not do it very often.
I mean, like, I, you know what? I still, we talk to my kids about their days and everything like that. I have to be able to know I can trust my kids.
So what is the website? Like, explain to me what the whole thing looks like.
Just go to liquidseeschools.org.
Oh, right. And then once you log in, what does it show you exactly?
It will show you like their your student, the classes they're taking, their grades and that kind of stuff.
How are their grades so far?
As far as I know, their grades are good.
Straight A's?
But I'm saying...
Does
it list out, like, you know, tell me what it shows for, like, today, if you were to log in and look at it.
If I was to log in, I would see if they were late to any of their classes. I would see if they were late to school, that kind of stuff.
But how does it present that to you, exactly?
Like a grid.
It's a grid, so what does it say, like, period one, period two, period three? I mean, tell me exactly. I'm very curious.
Well, in all honesty, I've never really, I know what I can do, but I've never logged into it, so I'll be honest with you that one, okay?
He was honest.
He made it seem like he was honest.
Either way, you know, I have to be able to know I can trust my kids that they go to school, they go to their classes and that kind of stuff. And I know that with my daughter, I would say the two classes that she has, she gets decent grades in, but still has a little difficulty with this math and science. And they were the same. And then I told her, you know, just keep trying, you know. I mean, at one time she got a low grade in math and she was disappointed. And I said, well, I was disappointed, but I understand that math is difficult. And because it was the same subject I had difficulty as a kid, I just encourage her, keep trying your hardest.
I like that you actually, you'd used a Donner system almost, like you ask how their day was instead of logging into that secret Big Brother app.
Uh-huh.
Develop some trust.
We still talk about their day.
I would say that, hey, how'd your day go? Did everything go good? I ask them both that question.
You sit down at dinner and talk about the day.
When they come home from school, I write on it and I say, hey, look, how'd your day go? If they have a sad face, okay, what happened at school today? So. I interact with my kids regarding their school day because, you know, they're in high school now and, you know, my daughter is something else though, I guess.
Jeff. Oh yeah. I'll take the call first.
All right. Jeff in Columbus, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, morning. Here's the thing with Doozy, just enrages me. She always rags on, like dads, like they're not as good as moms when it comes to their kids. Like I'm a single dad. same system. Kid comes home with a folder. I guess, like, first off, if this thing probably is just a signature, as soon as you open the folder and see the paper, Doozy, why didn't you just sign it, leave it in the folder? Also, I'm assuming your school probably sends out, like, email reminders. You get emails from teachers and the principal and the school in general. You had to have been reminded about it. There's just
many ways
that you should not have messed this up. It just it pisses me off so much to hear this. Especially you have
Now she's gonna be disappointed for an entire year.
Yeah, cried. I mean, hysterically, couldn't even understand what her daughter was trying to say. Probably you probably thought she got attacked or beat up or something like that.
No, it was just disappointment in her mom.
Yeah, disappointed in her mom that she didn't get this back in time. The student and council
should
permission
judge
slip.
Jeffrey not going onto that app, that website, because Doozy won't download the app.
So here's the thing. In my defense, no, I'm just saying that I do get, I'm on the text system, the principal texts the parents.
This doesn't help you.
Huh?
This makes you sound worse because you were reminded of it.
And I was not, they did not send that reminder because it
No emails? They don't send emails?
No.
Interesting.
It's, they do it by text. So
really, they don't send emails.
I will check right now. What he puts in the...
Billy, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Billy.
Oh, God. Kill me.
Yo, Rover. Hey, how long are you guys going to be in Cleveland for? I mean, how long are you going to be in Vegas for?
Until Sunday, I believe.
Saturday night, me and my wife are flying in from Cleveland to Vegas. Are you going to be tweeting out where you guys are going to be throughout the night?
Well, I know where we're definitely going to be Saturday night, which will be at the iHeartRadio Music Festival.
For sure,
And that doesn't wrap up until about midnight.
And Friday night, too.
Friday night. But he's not coming in until Saturday.
Well, people keep asking, what are our plans this weekend? So far, I mean, we've got to go to that.
Yep,
not have to. I'm looking forward to
all
it.
All day Saturday. This is like a full slate for that. And then Saturday, they have the after party for staff and whatnot.
I don't know if we're invited to that.
I'm okay.
I don't know if we can get into that, Rover. I think you and B2 can, but I don't know if we can.
Yeah,
oh, I don't
have
know.
Fun.
I think everyone's invited to that. Charlie wants to. Charlie's.
I avoid anything like that.
Yeah.
I,
you got AIDS blood.
AIDS blood. Do you have AIDS blood?
Yeah. So anything like that. Whatever.
Well, no, this is like in a. This is like hundreds of people. It's not. No, nothing.
I can ruin that easily.
Okay.
So I'm just going to avoid that.
We can bring it back to the bus to party. That guy could come back, right?
No.
Avoiding the bus. you are. What's the thing wraps
up?
Yeah,
we'll come back.
All right. So, all right. Maybe just tweet Charlie. Maybe you and your wife can party with Charlie while we're doing the after party. All right. Thank you, Billy. Have fun. Don't lose all your money. I do have to take a break. If you're listening to us on a station that only carries the show until 10 a.m., you can continue listening or watching live at roverradio.com or with the Rover Radio app on your phone or Apple TV. And for everyone else, we're going to be back in just a few moments. And it sounded like there was something you wanted to ask Jeffrey or some sort of revelation, Dieter, that
you
had.
I think you were here when this came up.
Uh-oh.
This was a major
life,
milestone.
Life
I mean,
milestone.
You haven't even gone through this recently, but Jeffrey's daughter has.
All right. We
Not
will
a bad milestone, but it's interesting.
That.
No, it's good. It's a good thing.
When we return right after this on Rover's Morning Glory, live from Las Vegas. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. The dank clouds billowing out of the bus, you'd think it was Snoop Dogg. But nah, it's just fart clouds. Some of that real sticky icky. Da-di-da-di-da. It's the one and only RMG. Now back to Rolling Glory 1, fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers on Rover's Morning Glory.
On board Rolling Glory 1 in Las Vegas.
Las Vegas,
yes,
baby.
Vegas, baby.
for our iHeartRadio Music Festival, which is happening Friday and Saturday here in Vegas. I hope that a lot of people won their trips here. I know that iHeart has given away a gazillion of them to fans, not only of ours, but of all of the radio stations around the country. And I don't even know how many artists are performing at the festival this year, but a million, I think. Probably a million artists, right, Jeffrey?
I don't know. It's going to be a lot of them.
I'm excited.
Thanks to our Rolling Glory One sponsor, TA and Petro Stopping Centers. That's how we got out here. We fueled up at TA's and Petro's the entire way here. So thank you to them. And we'll be broadcasting live from here tomorrow, and then we head back. I don't even know if we leave Sunday night. I'm not sure exactly when we're leaving. I'm assuming so, but I'm not positive. I don't know when we'll get back home.
Yeah, what day do we get back? I figure if we leave out Sunday, I think we should be back by like Wednesday or Thursday.
I have you in studio Thursday show.
Well, that's entirely possible. It could be. Yeah. Could be. I don't know.
The route back, are you going to, and I don't know in relation to Vegas where this is, but the Bunny Ranch, are you going to try to do the Bunny Ranch on the route back or no?
Whoa.
Is that south, north?
That's way
wrong
out of the way.
Is it? Okay,
oh, is
I didn't
it?
Know.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
It's just straight north.
Where's the closest legal prostitution from where we're at?
Ranch?
I don't know where the closest is to probably an hour and a half away, probably from here.
Jeff, you want to go?
You know what? If it's way out of the way and we got a schedule to keep, I'm not gonna.
What if it's not
like the schedule?
Yeah, what if it's not out of the way?
What if it's out of the way?
What if we have some for like 3 hours to kill during the day?
I don't know, but like I said, I'm not going to do anything to discombobulate the schedule.
If
and
Dieter,
then, you know, come Monday night, when we're on the road, you're going to watch your Monday Night Football.
If Dieter Whoa. Paid,
you're going to watch your Monday Night Football.
You sure,
I'll watch SmackDown on Tuesday, so it will be like you have your Monday Night Football. I'll have my wrestling the next day.
That's
so.
Interesting, but who cares? What
if,
about the prostitution?
I don't care, Charlie,
if
I'm
Dieter
just saying.
Paid for your hookers, like he's been paying for your meals this entire,
you only paid for two meals.
Really?
I paid for
That's
the rest.
It?
I find that hard
Dieter,
to believe.
You've only bought two meals for Jeff.
It might be. Three. I'm not keeping track, but I know it's. I mean, Hooters.
Hooters in In-N-Out Burger. That was it.
What about the bar? The bar food
in Nashville. I paid for that.
You sure?
I'm sure.
So if he bought a hooker for you, would you?
I don't want him to waste his money on that.
Would you?
Now, let's say I won a bunch of money. Let's say I win $5,000 tonight.
Nice.
And I have the money to do it. Would you like me to do it?
You know what? Since everyone's calling me such a big piece of trash lately, I think I might want to dial that back.
No one's calling you a trash.
Oh, said trust that. Me. I had two Amandas call me the biggest piece of trash on the planet.
Who cares?
They're jealous.
Dieter, what did you overhear yesterday? Or should we let Jeffrey tell the story? You overheard something about, was a phone call?
Yeah, we were on the bus, and I just hear Jeffrey's words. This is heavy. This is getting heavy. And he's like, I got to call my daughter right away. You want me to tell?
No,
what
I'll tell
you?
It.
Go ahead.
Basically, my daughter is very, you know, when she's talking to this boy at school, okay?
Yeah.
She's been talking to him for the past year and a half, okay? I know the mother very well. I'm good friends with her, you know, on Facebook and whatnot, and she's a good kid. And I was before
good
we
friends
came,
with her on Facebook,
right?
I love the I'm good friends with her.
Yeah, so
on
we yeah, but the, but either way,
okay.
Well, if you can let me tell the story. Anyways, I was driving
what
home.
Happened?
Let
you
me
want me
tell,
to tell it?
No, let me tell. I want to tell the story, but
so
you guys keep interrupting me.
Okay, okay.
I hate this. This is why I don't tell my stories. Because you guys try to tell them for
you
me.
You talk over us all the time.
Whatever. Anyways, I was driving home, driving my daughter home from school, and my daughter had this really gushy look on her face, you know? And I go, what are you all getting all giddy about? And my daughter is sort of shy about, you know, telling me these things. She revealed to me that, you know, her and Richard, I guess, have feelings for each other.
Oh my
God.
But you got a call yesterday saying she said what?
Oh, it was some kind of riddle she was, we were talking about, some kind of riddle. Like,
how about you tell the story?
He got a text, and his daughter texted him and said, Dad, I told this kid I love him.
Oh my god!
For the first time, and Jeffrey's like, "Oh my god!"
I don't think Jeffrey remembers this.
Yeah, do you remember? You talk about a riddle. Yeah, what's the riddle?
You know, well, the main gist of it. Yeah, my car ride
he had a while ago. I don't think he remembered this conversation he just had yesterday.
You had a caller and go.
I was talking about the car ride, and then I was just getting to that. And then my daughter revealed to me on the phone that they said they love each other.
Oh my God.
They both said it?
Yeah, and I asked her specifically, does he feel the same way? Is this mutual? And she said yes.
Well, I only heard one half of the conversation, but she must have texted, I told Richard I love him.
Right.
Jeffrey picks up the phone, calls Val Ray, and says, is that true? She says, yes. Jeffrey then asked, and what did he say? I don't know what he said. What did she respond?
I believe her response was that he said the same thing. Because they really, really like each other. They, you know, they have the same interests, you know. And they're both shy as well. You know, they both have the same sort of shy personality. So I guess that's what kind of drew them together.
Did they kiss?
No, they didn't kiss yet. I asked her that.
That'd be the perfect time, right?
When,
after you say, I love you.
When did you ask?
You didn't kiss him yet, did you? She goes, no, she didn't kiss him.
Oh, when did you ask this?
And, you know, well, this was before we came out here.
Uh-huh. So. Isn't that interesting? Because he didn't ask on that telephone.
Yeah, right?
He was alluding that he asked on that phone conversation.
Yeah, but we were listening.
But we were here.
See, this is why I don't like talking to my wife or my kids around you guys. I know you guys like to eavesdrop and everything.
Well, because this is how the only way that the honest story gets out. Because you would have told us, oh, I asked her if they kissed, and then he said, no, we know. And that's exactly what he was getting at. It wasn't, so why did you talk about this before? When did you talk about this with her and ask her that?
It was before the actual ride out here.
What?
So just randomly you asked, have you kissed Richard yet?
I asked her that question, yeah. Well, I've asked
why?
Her that,
out of the blue?
I mean, I don't know why. I'm just... Because it's my curiosity as a parent. My daughter's at that dating age now. She's going to be 17 in March.
Are you kidding?
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
17?
17.
Are you worried they're going to do more than kiss soon?
That's on the back of my mind, you know, but I think my daughter knows better. I think he knows better.
You better buckle down. If he's turning 17, this is the age where they're going to be exploring.
Right.
You
know
kissing Richard.
And you know what she can get?
We've had these discussions before.
She got pregnant.
Yeah, we've had those discussions before, and she said she even told me she doesn't want to get pregnant. She doesn't want to have kids, you know. And I've told her, listen, you're not emotionally, financially, and psychologically ready to have kids yet. Don't be in a hurry to have kids.
Give a time frame.
This is a foregone conclusion that within the next.
Don't even say it.
I'm saying 3 years.
Oh yeah,
by 20.
Yeah. Definitely before
she doesn't even have a license.
Before she's 20.
Yeah.
She doesn't drive.
I was seeing exactly the same. 3 years. That's a max. I think a safe bet could probably be 18 months, but 3 years for sure, she'll be knocked up.
And Jeffrey will be a grandparent.
And they're going to have the baby. It will be. I'm telling you.
Don't say that.
Just this is.
They won't keep it, though. Richard's mom would take the baby, I bet.
I think Richard's mom has laid out the main ground rule, you know, the ground rules and all this kind of stuff. We don't even let them go out by themselves.
The other thing I remember is, I think it was about a year ago. Remember your daughter wanted to kiss Richard and she asked Richard, can I kiss you? And he said, no.
That
right?
might have been even 2 years ago.
But now he's saying, I love you, but now, won't allow. I mean, I don't think he asked whether they've kissed. I just don't even think that came up recently. Marie, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Marie.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing all right.
Cool. So I was listening to the where the bunny ranches are. So I'm in Ohio. I'm back in Ohio, but I used to live in Vegas for 15 years. And it's in Pahrump is the closest one. So that's about from downtown area, probably about 45, 50 minutes away.
Oh, that's not that bad.
All right,
we have all Sunday to kill, right? We don't have anything to do Sunday, correct?
I don't know what our schedule is, but perhaps. I mean, we could just take Rolling Glory 1 right up there.
Roll up, and have sex with a prostitute, and then roll right home.
Maybe I'd even allow it in your bunk, Jeffrey.
Ooh, that'd be awesome.
Oh, God.
Why
There's
not?
No room in there to hump.
No, that'd be fun.
iPad's going to be hitting your back, and they're going to collapse, I think, in there with a heavy hottie.
How much is it? Like, what's the price range on
it? Oh, I think the Hofster there would
well, no, that's
comp
a,
it.
That's a different ranch.
Oh, is it a different one? Okay.
Yeah.
I was saying, we got to go to the Dennis Hof one.
Like, what is it? Is it $100?
Oh, no, it's more than that.
It's probably a menu.
The website might say, because it actually shows the girls. You can go and like, there's certain ones that kind of work on the weekend.
I don't think they tell you the price on the
no.
On the
website. I have no idea what it would cost.
I'm thinking,
oh, you're talking
five?
At a 100? Minimum. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Like an hour?
What?
Yeah.
I mean, these are high-class girls, man. These aren't some girl on the street. These are
yeah, what did you
some
think
are famous
at the Bunny Ranch.
I thought, like, you could have sex with a regular prostitute for, like, $50.
Yeah, but, dude, that's on the street. You don't know who the hell these chicks are.
Yeah,
these
yeah,
chicks
so
are, like 50.
A crack whore.
Yeah. No, crack whore is 5 to 10. No. A normal, okay, girl, like, $50, I thought.
You think a good-looking
prostitute not good-looking. I didn't say good-looking.
You can get $50?
I didn't say good-looking. No. I said doable. Crack whore, 5 to 10. Good look, okay, you know, $50. But then I thought the Bunny Ranch would be 100, 200.
No, way more. No, I'm talking about 5 to 1,000.
Yep.
Oh, 2,000.
I would say probably you're probably almost $1,000 by the time you get out of there.
A lot of these are porn stars. When we went there was two famous porn stars there. The
but that's different. The Bunny Ranch? He's right. I mean, they're
all the same. I mean, the girls aren't going to be living there doing this for, you know, $50.
Yeah, but they're doing, no, I'd say like 100, 200 bucks. You do what? 10 guys a day.
Wow.
It's up, $2,000 a day.
Up.
Right?
Costs
that's
way more.
That's a good amount of money. Your rent's paid for. Food, it sounds like.
After one day.
Yeah.
10 bangs in a day? A girl can't do that.
Yeah, they're not doing 10 in a day.
That's,
generally.
No.
Some of the,
no.
Work harder, ladies.
That hurts.
Some of the, you know, the crack whores are probably doing 10 guys in a day, but.
Ooh, these are some hot babes, Jeffrey.
What's the...
That I'm looking at that you could have sex with.
What is it, Dish?
What's the plan for today? I know it is your birthday, Rover.
Yeah.
What's the plan for today? Are
I
you guys...
I haven't thought about it. I mean, probably nap is first on my list. I mean,
I second that. But, Jeffrey, is there anything that you want to do?
I just want to go, you know, hold hands with you, check out the strip.
Oh.
We can hold hands on this, Drew. Right. That's
well, why is that's odd, isn't it?
Why not? I mean, come on. Me and Nushi. I mean, me and Nushi on the strip.
He wants Instagram likes, Rover. He already told me. It has nothing to do with me.
Oh, yeah.
He just
gets
pissed.
Why don't you hold hands with Dieter then? If you want Instagram likes, you'll probably get more from that.
Look, I would rather hold hands with a crack whore than hold hands with a Dieter, okay?
Oh. With a Dieter?
With a Dieter. One more
Rosie,
thing. Rosie.
Okay. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Rosie.
I just wanted to just shed some light on my sister has told me several times that Richard's girlfriend, Valerie, I think her name is constantly very aggressive towards my nephew. So I'm not sure why.
She's not.
Uh-oh.
Jeff thinks she's so innocent.
Listen, my daughter is not aggressive towards him.
Are they kissing?
Well, I'm not going to be explicit, but there definitely is more than what Jeffrey's saying going on. I guess Jeffrey is very aggressive with women. I think it follows in the family.
Oh, so, yeah, right. Yeah, right, Rosie.
So this is your nephew who is the one who Jeffrey's daughter is saying,
Richard.
I love you to.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And you believe that they have done not only kissing, but further than that.
Petting.
Yeah, right, Rosie. No. My daughter's not that kind of girl. Trust me.
Jeffrey, girls can hide
from
their father.
You whip it out
to random women. Yeah, you whip it out to women you don't know in the car when they give you a ride home. You literally whipped it out to a woman. Why would you think that, you know, they don't learn from that?
I don't know, but I just know my daughter.
They can hide it from their father.
Yeah.
Think about a 17-year-old version of yourself, Jeffrey. This kid, he's 17.
17-year-old version of myself was still a virgin.
Yeah, but you not by choice. You were trying to get laid, right?
You know what? No girl would want to get laid. The only thing that stopped me from getting laid in high school is I didn't want to get a girl pregnant.
No, nobody wanted to have sex with you. That was the thing that stopped you.
You know what I was curious?
Whatever.
When was his wife, like, when did she lose her virginity? Was it in high school?
Lost my virginity to me when we got engaged, lady.
Did she have sex before that?
Did she have sex? Wait, you're telling me that your wife was a virgin when you guys...
I had sex with her.
How do you know? She told you?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Was there any proof?
Don't be ridiculous.
Was there any? Was there proof when your first time?
My first time, I had some of her, that little part on a woman, you know, the hymen.
Wait a second. What?
Real funny, Rosie.
No, wait a second.
Rosie didn't do anything.
It's like a pop balloon. It's just on you.
The first time I did it with her, yeah, there was.
That's different than what Jeffrey is claiming is that there was a some remnants of hymen left behind. And
what'd you do with it? Did you keep it?
No.
I wash it off.
Oh wow!
You take a picture.
I mean, what did it look like exactly?
What did it look like?
Like a clown nose.
He thinks it's like a claw machine.
What did it look like exactly?
I mean, it just looked like a stretched piece of skin or something like that. I don't know. I don't remember what it looked like. That was like how many years ago?
This is something I'd remember.
I would never have sex again if that happened.
This was left over.
Are you sure it wasn't like another guy's condom left over?
Right.
No.
Oh,
well, anyway, I just wanted to shed some light because obviously we have talks with Richard. I mean, I don't. My sister does. But basically, I think Jeffrey needs to really... have some talks with Valerie. I think she's more aggressive than obviously she's leading on to him, and rightfully so. I understand why she wouldn't tell her dad that, but you know, I just wondered maybe if the mom was very promiscuous in high school as well. So I
didn't
know.
What was that?
I didn't.
She's trying to say the word promiscuous. My wife was not promiscuous in high school.
But you really believe Mary Elizabeth was a virgin? How old was she when you guys got?
We were
you
like
guys had sex for the first time.
We were like 28.
Well, wasn't there something dry humping her or something in front of the mother or something like that?
No, actual full on intercourse.
No,
they had
full on sex in front of the.
I'm not sure if it's Valerie or Valerie is doing with my nephew. I'm thinking that.
No.
No,
my daughter knows better, and I don't think my daughter is as aggressive towards him because I've met Richard several times.
Wait, yeah. Rosie, how are they alone together? Because Jeffrey says they're never alone. How would they be able to do that kind of stuff?
She goes to my sister's house. And they're alone.
So wait a second.
Wait. Okay. But the mother's always there. There's always an adult in the house. And she always makes sure that they're not alone.
They're 17, 16 years old. They're allowed to go in other rooms. I mean, my sister isn't like a nun, you know?
So they do, Jeffrey, go off. Go in the basement, go upstairs.
We need Richard's mother to call in. She usually will call in. She listens. So I'm hoping this is actually the aunt, you know, but what if it's not?
Wait, you think it's a fake Richard's aunt, like an impersonator, to pounce and call in?
I'm wondering.
Okay,
is Richard real? I don't know. All right,
maybe we'll hear from her. All right, thank you, Rosie. I appreciate it.
Bye, Rosie. Talks like a female Anthony Schnitzer.
She's at work. Yeah. She can't talk loud.
Can't talk that dirty, like you were just talking.
Is that supposed to be a rip on somebody?
Yeah. No offense, Anthony. I'm just saying.
Oh, no offense. None taken.
Rip like Mary Elizabeth Hyman.
Ew. God, that's gross. That is just so wrong.
I've never heard anything of this.
No.
Like, just like a...
Is that even... I gotta Google that. I don't want to see any pictures, but is that even possible?
No. I mean, he's... No. He's,
what do we even what, type?
The way he described, you can... This will be on the replay of RMG TV and that kind of stuff, But what he's describing, I don't think is possible.
All I know is that the first time we docked, she said it kind of hurt after I
got it. Okay.
Undocked.
Yeah, that makes sense. But the other stuff you were talking about was a little strange.
So
I'm just going by like what I tried. I mean, okay, it was 18, 19 years ago.
So how did you know that she was? She told you?
She told me. Yes, that she was a virgin, that she was saving herself for a guy. Didn't realize it was me.
JD, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, JD.
Morning, Rover. C-L-Y.
Arbe.
Jeffrey said first time he had sex with Mary Elizabeth, he got a little something-something on his hang low. I'm thinking she had her period, and Jeffrey got his red wings.
Oh, that seems a little likely that, like, you know, some sort of chunkiness.
No, I did, when I lost my virginity, I had blood.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, okay, but that's different than what he described.
I think he's making that completely up.
Well, yeah, of course. Of course he is. That's why we know he was, of course it's a lie.
Was there blood?
Yeah, there was blood.
No, he says there was skin. I understand. There was stretched out skin.
Seriously, I don't know what this particular part looks like. I'm just going. I'm just making an assumption.
But you said
I know that, Rover. But what I'm saying is, I'm just going and, you know, the visualizing in my head. But yes, there was.
So what did
some
you
blood.
See?
There was some blood on it.
And what else?
That was it.
No, you made it seem like there was chicken
stretched
skin.
Out skin.
Yeah, like a chicken, like skin from a drumstick was just passed out of you.
But let me change my statement. There was just the blood on my
okay,
what
you call it.
So that could be anything.
Yeah. Could have been anything.
That could have been a period.
God, I could never eat chicken again.
And one last thing. When he called his wife yesterday, Robert, he goes, you're never going to guess where I'm at. And she's like, where? And he's like, Las Vegas. So did she know you were even coming to Vegas on this trip? Because you had a surprise.
She didn't. No, she didn't think she had no idea what day we were getting here. So I wanted to let her know that we got into Vegas.
Oh. Okay, because you were like, you'll never know where I'm at right now. And she's like, where? And you're like, Vegas.
Did you talk to her when you were at the Grand Canyon?
Yeah, I talked to her. I tried to talk to her, though. I've called her a couple of times, once or twice in the Grand Canyon. I was able to at least get a phone call out.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we didn't have reception at the Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Phones weren't working. Yeah. Remember?
Whoops.
Oh, we were on roaming. So I was still
I had no
internet, but I was still able to make a phone call.
Oh, boy. So she would have never guessed that you made it the 2.5 hours from the Grand Canyon to Las Vegas.
I was excited. I was excited to be in Vegas.
All right. Finally.
Finally.
I think he needs to go to the Stratosphere today.
First of all, he has to ride the roller coaster at New York,
yes.
Right? Which is right across the street.
Yeah, that's the big thing on my bucket list.
Somebody told me this thing called the High Roller is really cool. It's like a Ferris wheel that you can drink in. That's huge, like a massive Ferris wheel.
They're doing a promotion. Yeah, I think one of the bands, for the iHeart Festival, I guess they're going to play inside one of the Ferris wheel cages or something to they're going to do a concert.
Hmm.
It's one of the bands that you like, and I can't think of the name, but that's supposed to be really cool. So Charlie's right on that. The roller coaster, New York for sure.
I heard that you can rent out, like, so the Ferris wheel has huge bubbles or something. It's a huge room.
Yeah.
You can actually rent it out for like $100 and there's a bartender in there the entire time you're on the Ferris wheel with you serving you. Cold
and then
ones.
A band going in there.
Probably
playing
more than $100 if
that's pretty cool. So,
the Stratosphere would be good. There's or at least there was when I lived here, there was a roller coaster up there. I don't know if they still have that, but there used to be a roller coaster.
Is it like a needle?
Outside of the Stratosphere.
Is that the needle thing where they go up and then they drop? Is that, I don't remember.
No.
What's that?
Well, there was one of those on the Stratosphere too. I don't know what they have. Stratosphere is just a big tower.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a space needle?
Yeah.
Okay.
And there was a roller coaster and a something else up there, so. He would like that.
Roller coaster in New York.
Right.
You got to gamble. And it's Rover's birthday. So, I mean, what are you going to do? Do you want us to take you out? Does B2 have plans? Do you want us to leave you alone?
I mean, a nap, like I said, is the only thing I'm.
Okay.
And then I'll go out later. I mean, B2 and I would probably do something, I guess.
Not with
I mean, no offense,
can I go?
But
yeah.
I mean,
wheel in there.
See you guys every day.
Yeah, I get it.
I've been living with these four guys.
I'm not upset.
Day
she
in,
seemed
day
like
out.
She was trying to butt into
I
your kinda, birthday
are you gonna
dinner.
Leave me?
She's like moving in on my birthday dinner or whatever.
Oh, that Stratosphere thing looks crazy. He's on the outside of the buildings and stuff.
I would never do that.
That's new. That's definitely new. The one on the left, that's the like the tower thing that you go up and down. That they had. The roller coaster, I think they had. It doesn't look that sweet, but this other thing in the middle.
Oh, I would never.
It spins around outside of the tower or whatever.
Oh, you guys to do that.
Snitcher, you want to do that?
Oh,
no.
Not me.
You would do that, Charlie?
Not you. You sit on the edge of the Grand Canyon.
It's not a roller coaster. I can't do roller coasters.
He said this to me yesterday that he can't do those anymore. I was like, you want to go to New York?
You know that last time we're at a music
park.
Oh,
yeah. We remember after Dieter puked.
Yeah.
Because we were riding every roller coaster Cedar Point had. It caused Snitzer to
hurl?
No, the other end.
Wait, in his pants?
No, it wasn't in my pants.
I think it was. It forced it out of him.
No, it was no, it was awesome because it was before the park opened, and it was like I had the bathroom all to myself. It was awesome. And then I'm sitting there, you know, going nice, enjoying it.
He
it
said he's blasting hot beef.
Yeah. And then the park announcement goes, oh, okay, now we're letting everybody in. So, uh-oh.
And then everybody started running into the bathroom.
Everyone runs.
Seeing this old man.
Stampede.
Having diarrhea.
So going on a roller coaster gave you diarrhea?
No, that was just that one time. No, I get really nauseous, but I take like the Dramamine and that kind of stuff, but it doesn't really help. I can get a couple in, but
yeah, me neither.
All right, let me take a break. We are in Las Vegas for our iHeartRadio Music Festival, which is Friday and Saturday. We came out on Rolling Glory 1, which is our big tour bus that we converted into a mobile studio for the radio show and for RMG TV. You can watch at roverradio.com or with the Rover Radio app on your phone or Apple TV. And, of course, you can listen to the show live the same way as well. Thanks to TA and Petro Stopping Centers. They kept us fueled up the entire way. That was fantastic. So we'll be here broadcasting live again tomorrow morning. I'm going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll tell you what's coming up on The Aftermath on RMG Plus. If you are not a Plus subscriber, sign up for that now, and you can watch or listen live as they get started shortly. And you can do that at roverradio.com. We'll be right back after this. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.